Welcome, everybody, to the Basement Beer Podcast. Of course, this is episode two. The first episode was a practice episode, but we still call it episode one. I'm naming this podcast episode two, Revenge of the Stash. I'm your host, Dustin Garcia. To my left, the beautiful Nick Ash. To
Hello.
His left, hi, is the wonderful Carl Gibson.
That's me.
And, of course, the best mascot around, the Jesus take the wheel, Mike Gibson.
You could call me Beardo.
So, guys, this podcast is going to be a little...
Bad.
No, not bad.
Oh, good.
First one was bad, but if you got 20 minutes through, you hit pure, unadulterated gold.
Like Michael Jackson bad.
Yeah. Without the kids involved. No, just no. Bad. Yeah. Michael, without the kids.
Was he really involved with the kids?
You know what? The first one, he paid off those people. The second one, he's a kid toucher. No doubt. No doubt in my mind. So, sorry guys if I burst your bubble there.
How many kids did he touch?
I mean, I think it was one person in the first lawsuit. I think it was one kid.
Michael Jackson wrote Billie Jean. He can't touch kids.
Why have you done so much research into Michael Jackson touching
children? I love Michael Jackson. Not the kid touching part, just the Jackson part.
A lot of research into how to defend yourself when you touch kids.
Pay him off, apparently.
Pay him off. That's exactly it.
Hey, you want $20?
Literally, this is how it went. He paid off that family, and then people still kept taking their kids to Neverland Ranch.
They wanted the money.
Good money.
They're like, I can't wait for you to touch my kids.
There's good money in pedophilia. Yeah.
That is exactly it. That is the true fact that those family members
wanted
those kids to get touched, to get money. Fuck those people.
I love how you're just like, he definitely touched those kids. 100%. And then you're just like, it's a conspiracy. They just wanted money.
No, they wanted money,
and he knew they would get touched by the Jacko.
It's the equivalent of being like, hey,
Wacko Jacko done grabbed their Cracko.
I'll give you $45 if you let me throw your kid in this coal furnace.
Marketplace okay. For everything.
Only instead of a coal furnace, it's Michael Jackson. Hold on, what does that mean? Gotcha.
World War II. Anyway, so this is gonna be a little bit of a longer podcast.
Hey, Comic Con happened.
It did, and actually, we had one individual that we know went to Comic Con. The Khan? The Genghis Khan? Did Paul go? Anyway, he was in California during that time. We don't know why he was there.
He went to Comic-Con.
Okay, cool. So
you've never heard him on this podcast before, and you never
but
will.
But he didn't get into Comic-Con. He just went to Comic-Con.
Yeah, he was standing outside for a while with the boombox playing that song they played in that 80s movie where the kid was like, I want to date you. And she's like, leave me alone, weirdo.
Was it called Billie Jean? And he was playing it to a kid? Full circle. Anyway, so
remember that thing you said about 20 minutes in, then we'll get good.
10 minutes in, it's already great. Diamonds,
it's fantastic.
Diamonds are forever, except they're not really.
So we're gonna talk a little bit about San Diego Comic Con. None of us went, but there was a lot of trailers, and that's about 90% of what us normal folks got from San Diego Comic Con. Then we're gonna go down from a little adventure the Gibson brothers and I had as we went to a concert in Columbus, Ohio.
I didn't sing
what.
I say.
You're a laser.
I'm a laser?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever.
You're shooting off in a straight direction. I can't defuse you.
Oh.
You're focused on your path.
Can I refract you? Or is that an insult? Because I feel complimented.
Depends on however you want to.
Thank you.
Can you reflect a laser? Can you refract a laser?
Can I personally reflect or refract?
With my fist.
No.
I just need to know science. You told us about wingdings last episode, so I was assuming you could tell us about refraction, diffraction, escalation.
I can tell you a lot about the escalation protocol.
Prohibition.
Oh, you want to learn about Prohibition?
No, that's a different podcast.
You start talking about NASCAR.
1920. Yeah, hey, that's the reason NASCAR exists.
NASCAR exists.
Oh, my God. We'll talk about it. Episode 30. Remember that.
Episode 30, we're turning left.
Prohibition.
Episode 30. We ain't going right.
Go right here.
Nothing goes right with episode 30.
Yes, we went to a concert. Coheed and Cambria were the headliners with...
Co-headliners.
Co-headliner, sorry, because Taking Back Sunday
also got dragged out to come out and play.
Yeah, and they were pretty damn good. But we'll get over that in a little bit. Then we got some movie reviews, as well as Carl's Conspiracy Corner ending the podcast.
We need jingles.
We need jingles.
As you're running on the list, I want a jingle for every single thing you're announcing.
Sounds good to me.
Next cast.
You know what? Actually, Carl, I'm gonna give you a single. Or I'm gonna give you a signal here. When he says the thing, and I give you that signal, could you hit that button?
I will hit that button.
All right. Could you? What's the last segment we're gonna do there? The thing you just mentioned.
Carl's Conspiracy Corner.
You know, that was a little flat. Let me give you something a little better here. Okay. Let me go up to like a, and one of these. One of
Should
those.
I yell?
No, right, absolutely
it.
Not.
Just do it one more time for me.
Carl's Conspiracy Corner.
It's gonna spook you.
Gotcha.
All right, that's good.
Dude, you guys are listening to a premium podcast. You are lucky we're giving this out for free.
Don't call it a premium podcast. People will think we're charging money for it.
That was a out for free part.
Yeah,
that's the only.
You
free
weren't
part.
Listening, and you can literally hear me in your headphones.
Whoa,
we're
dude!
Yodeling. You're
can you go ahead and do some effects right now? Okay, ladies. Okay, never mind. So anyway, let's
ladies
start it off.
Dustin's in town.
Let's start it off with San Diego Comic Con. Okay.
Sure.
A, it's about comics. I also we're gonna talk about comics, but I forgot.
Well,
Grant Morrison is doing the new run for Green Lantern. I'm really excited about that. And Brian Michael Bendis is doing has come over from the dark side of Marvel into the clutches of DC and is joining to headline the new Superman setup. So I think that's really cool. The new issues there. Other than that, that's all I got for comics.
I was gonna say you said Comic Con's about comics, and I feel like Comic Con's about movies.
Well, I mean, originally it was about comics.
I mean, and now it's about pop culture.
Yeah.
Ephemera.
Well, you know what? I like comics, and I also like movies. But
do you think it's weird that, like there's Columbus Comic-Con or Ohio Comic-Con or whatever, right? San Diego Comic-Con is literally just, hey, what's the name? This is the thing we're doing in this city. So it's city name plus thing, right?
Yeah.
And so as a result, people can be like, oh, well, this is the Wisconsin Comic-Con. Completely unrelated to San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
No, like Columbus Comic Con is technically Wizard World Columbus Comic Con.
Columbus.
So my question is city name colon Comic Con like a trademark thing, or is it just
wasn't there a big hoopla over that?
I thought there was a
because New York was trying to contest it, and Wizard World was trying to contest it, and San Diego was also trying to contest it.
Yeah, it's more of the hey, I attach Comic Con or anything at the end of mine, and I will draw people in because they're thinking, man, we're gonna see major stars, we're gonna see all these cool trailers,
right? And totally.
But like Wizard World, which I've been to, have any of you guys been to Wizard World before?
Yes. I will never go to the
False.
World of Wizards.
Okay, so Wizard World was awesome, but it's all your B-list actors. I went, we had like David Tennant. It's mostly TV shows.
Kathy Griffin,
right? But they had Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa was there this year. Mimosa. I'd sip on that.
No, you wouldn't.
Look, if I was going to say, if Jane Gandolfini came over to you. Rest in peace, James Gandolfini.
Is that the guy from Boy Meets World?
Boy Meets Mafia World. Becomes a man.
Is that
if you haven't seen The Sopranos, you should watch The Sopranos.
I thought it was the prequel, Alto.
The prequel to Boy Meets World?
No.
Fetus meets planet.
I just want you to know, Nick.
Penis meets planet?
No, fetus. Jesus. Oh my God! You're going.
Do you think
way
that's
back.
How God made people?
I appreciate that pun.
Put the penis into the planet.
No, because we know the gun is good, the penis is bad. Now tell me about this comic book.
Welcome to Zardoz.
If we could do a group watch of Zardoz, I'd be
It'd
very
be
happy about that.
That'd be great.
No, all of us together, it would be fucking
what
hilarious.
What if the four of us cosplayed as the big head?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Being one head or
yes.
Okay.
Two of us are walking around. One of us is throwing miniature guns out of the mouth, and then the other person.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, totally.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Well, fuck. You've seen it too?
Yes.
Shit.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, I want to watch it.
Yeah, we should.
But then after that, we watch Caligula together.
I don't even know. That's a person, Dustin.
That's
Zardoz is a person.
Zardoz is a floating head.
Spoilers.
Oh, damn it. Guys, Zardoz is a movie with Sean Connery where he wears Speedo, red Speedo,
red diaper dough,
a wedding dress too,
and a wedding dress, it's came out what 1973. Holy shit!
I think
the year of our Lord,
I don't know. 1973. It was going to be the next Star Wars.
Bob Ross.
Anyway, San Diego Comic Con. We're going to go over a couple of the major trailers that I think we all have watched and seen. Nope. We're going to. What?
74.
74, okay. You're still closer. So this looks like you wrote Shauna Awakens. So you go ahead and tell me about that trailer.
That's the sequel to Next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Is this supposed to be Aquaman?
Dustin, you got to talk into the microphone, buddy.
Is this supposed to be Aquaman?
Not read? I thought I was the only one who couldn't read.
Here, let me.
What is this?
Okay. So it says right here.
Can you talk into the mic? microphone, please?
Thank you.
I cannot. It says right here, the first, the Aquaman is second.
Okay, what's the first one? Shazam! Oh, Shazam I see it. Okay, okay.
Godzilla 2.
Okay.
What else? Do the intro. Lolita Battle Angels.
It's not Lolita Battle Angels, okay? It's not the sequel to Lolita.
It's Japanese. Which, it has to be.
Well, it's very American, but it's a Japanese product. They Americanize the shit
Tell
out
me
of
about
it.
Shazam.
All right, guys. Sit back and ready yourself for probably the happiest of the DCU films. EU, I mean. Shazam.
What is a Shazam?
Shazam is the key word to summon the powers of Merlin and any other...
It was also an old movie with Shaquille O'Neal.
It is not. We'll talk about that conspiracy theory because that's Kazam. And so anyway, it's Kazam, not Shazam. It's Kazam.
It's not Shaquille O'Neal.
I know. Yeah, it was, it's Kazam. And it's not...
Kazam with... what's his name?
Are you thinking of Sinbad?
Kid? Yeah!
No, it's Kazam.
No.
With Shaquille O'Neal.
No, you're thinking of... You're making shit
no,
up.
No, Sinbad did not, also was not Sinbad.
Can I help
he
you?
Was Sim Good.
Tell me about this stupid DC movie that's trying to be a Marvel movie.
Oh, my asshole.
It's
anyway,
not trying to be a Marvel movie.
He said it's not grimdark.
It is not. It is
not.
Very positive because it centers around...
It's going to be corny as hell.
Very much so.
Popcorny as hell, more like it.
No, because popcorn's good.
Who's the main guy being Shazam? What's his name?
I really wish I could tell
I
you
to
the superhero's
Zach Braff,
name.
But that's wrong.
Rupert Murdoch.
It's not super. It's the guy from that the TV show. Get it? Got it? Good.
He
anyway,
Jerry Seinfeld.
I remember it was the CIA show where he played a CIA operative.
Chuck.
Yes.
Yeah. Chuck Liddell's coming with Chuck.
No.
Chuck Liddell's in this?
Seen that movie in the
horribly fake on him.
Yeah. So the suit looks awful. I'm just going to give you the look of it right. Halfway through the movie, halfway through the trailer, it started to get good. But it's definitely a positive film. A boy gains the powers to become a superhero with abilities like flight, super strength, being able to channel powerful eldritch, not eldritch, but magical lightning.
The wisdom of Solomon, the strength of so-and-so. And
yes, all the Greek gods and whatnot, isn't it? I believe
Solomon's
it's all Greek.
Not Solomon Greek. Is not
Solomon's
Greek.
Got them keys for Jesus.
Merlin also not Greek.
But Merlin is the man. What is that word?
Merlin?
Can I see that?
No.
Let me see what that is.
What are
is.
You talking about?
Can I see that message you have in your hand?
I don't have a message. This is an audio podcast. There's no visuals here.
Can you sign it to me?
No, but could you please continue?
More like HIV positive. Oh, okay, anyway. So,
could you cut Dustin just confusing our listeners here with his bullshit?
Well, if you don't post a little physical messages to everybody else around the round square table, then, you know, I wouldn't be... I want to be a part of this.
It's more like a rectangle square table. Well,
this is... When you're talking... You're talking
no,
about...
No, I think all the sides are even. This is a square.
There's a rectangle and then it's a square?
Oh, there's a hidden table under the main
Legend
table.
Legend of the Hidden Table. The Shrine of the Silver Share.
That was what I was trying to think of last time when we went to the concert and I said, hey, Blue Barracuda's
Hey, Blue Barracuda's. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
Green Gowanas.
Shazam, or Captain Marvel, is like a carbon copy of Superman, only he uses magic. And he's in... A young boy is in the body of a grown-ass man. And he has superpowers.
So is he the... Is he the age of a grown man or the age of a boy?
He's a boy. He is a 14-year-old boy.
Michael Jackson would like him.
Not when he's in Shazam mode.
That's when Shazam would like Michael Jackson.
No. Yeah, I mean, he's a criminal, so I think he'd beat him up. Anyway, the trailer looks really fun.
He's a smooth criminal.
Is this going to be a Michael Jackson cast?
Only if you keep acknowledging.
Wacko Jacko cast. No, I never. Yeah, okay.
The Jackson 5 is the main villain.
Technically, we are the Jackson 5 right now because we have Andrew Miller over here. So.
Oh, Garfield?
I know his name.
Garfield
Don't listen
Miller?
To the first podcast.
Andrew Spider-Man.
Andrew Miller, Spider-Man number one. Anyway, I enjoyed the trailer. I'm still a little iffy about how he looks. I think the costume looks super bad.
Better or worse?
Not like the movie.
Show.
Better than what?
Better or worse than that Teen Titans show.
Oh, the Teen Ooh. Titans show looks like a hot horse shit.
Are they making a Teen Titan like full
a
action
Teen
movie?
Teen Titans?
A Teen Titans full action movie?
So DC has released their own streaming platform.
I thought it was going to be on... No, okay. I thought it was going to be on the CW.
Nope. That's why he was able to say, fuck Batman in that trailer. Oh. So, CW...
What trailer?
Can't... So there's a trailer for the Titans TV show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about Shazam again.
Well, you brought up Teen Titans, so now we just kind of rolled into that.
So is this like the same thing with the Clone Wars? How, like, Disney's putting the Clone Wars back out again with their own streaming service?
Yeah, so was it last year they announced that they were going to do their own streaming platform?
DC or...
Disney?
Disney.
Sorry.
Disney, yeah, that's been on the pipeline since they got Star Wars.
And that's a big thing, too, because, like, Netflix doesn't host any, or hosts a few of the Disney films, like Moana, Frozen, and stuff like that. But I think since Netflix was pretty much the powerhouse of money-making in the entertainment industry, Disney wants to get their hands back on their products. So that's the same thing with DC. DC is probably trying to do, you know, they're trying to do anything they can to
make money,
to live up to the Marvel hype. Marvel has dominated the comics films for a long time.
The live action films.
Exactly. The DC animated films are wonderful. And they,
is that a Japanese Batman?
I haven't seen it. A couple people that I trust.
Respect.
Yeah. They said that it wasn't very good, but I really want to see it.
Do you think they're biased against Japan?
Yeah, probably. No, they watch Naruto and My Hero Academia, so maybe they're not. I don't know. I liked it. The Joker portrayal in it looked really cool. So,
thank you.
Anyway, yeah, so Shazam, a little kid's film, but I think it'll be good for the family to go see it. And DC needs
it. To see how they tie it into the rest of everything.
Yes, very much so. DC needs a good win, and with Wonder Woman pretty much holding up everything with the DCEU.
Is Shazam like a strong superhero? As someone who's not as familiar with like the one-off superheroes who aren't Superman and Batman, is Shazam like pretty strong? Could he beat up Superman?
He is one of those who can go toe-to-toe with Superman.
That's just because Superman's weak to magic, though, right?
True.
Generally, yeah, but he's on the same strength
spectrum.
Scale.
Yeah. Like, if you were to look at Shazam, I like to say Captain Marvel, because he is the original Captain Marvel. I know that gets confused with the female Captain Marvel in the Marvel Universe, but he was the original Captain Marvel.
Who's Shazam?
Shazam. That's not really his name. His name is Captain Marvel.
His name is Captain Marvel.
Yes, his power word is Shazam, to give him that power. But anyway...
Okay, I think I understand.
Yeah, so if you're looking at powers, Superman, Martian Manhunter is up there in the Superman power level, but a lot of people don't know about him unless you watch the Justice League film, cartoon show. And like Captain Marvel is pretty powerful. They're Superman-esque individuals, but Captain Marvel, of course, is weak because he has the mind of a child. He is,
or you might say that's his greatest strength.
That you will see that in a lot of things. You will see his tenacity and
his laissez-faire
attitude.
It's generally used against him most of the time.
Yep.
There are certain comic books where he is trapped inside the mind of
like, hey kid, 14-year-old. Hey kid, you gotta beat this math test if you want to defeat me. I am math lore.
Yeah, or Black Adam. That's kind of how he is. He's an ancient. Black Adam's his.
Yeah, in the trailer they didn't show any Black Adam either.
So I'm assuming that he will be at the end, some sort of awakening thing, because that's how Black Adam in the comic series is once Captain Marvel gained his powers, Black Adam has been in sleep in Egypt forever. He's been in a coma of some sort.
That sarcophagus.
Yeah.
Can we drink the blood?
Yeah, let's drink that juice.
Oh, we're going to sip the blood out of it.
Can we sip that juice,
please? Juice?
By the way, that black sarcophagus, right? Mm-hmm. If you use one of those survival pens, would you be fine just drinking the liquid out of there?
I mean, you don't even need the pen. You just drink it.
Sip. Just get down there and just...
Do you think that survival pen filters out, like, Egyptian weird shit? Like, they
like curses?
For that? Yeah, like, they planned for that? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think he's sipping the curse. He's sipping the curse.
Look,
think about it. This is the closest we're ever going to get to be able to diabolize somebody in real life.
I mean, I could do it right now.
Just to drink the blood from that coffin.
I mean, you could diabolize anybody right now.
No, you can't.
We all
diablery is a vampire thing. Insane. We'll talk about that later.
We all want magic from it, but I feel like the first person who drink that is just going to keel over immediately.
No, I don't. It's not going to be immediate. Gone. You're going to get sick. You're going to get real sick. Whatever.
You're going to get real sick.
All the magic.
Sick. Like, so yeah, next on the list is Aquaman.
Yeah. Tell me about this Fish King.
When? So Aquaman is probably the most hated on DC hero. Because, he talks to fish. That's pretty much all people know. But now that we have Jason Momoa...
And all the ladies are drooling over him.
Yeah, all the women in the world are like, yes. Oh, gimme, gimme, gimme. And even I think he's a wonderful looking man, good looking man.
Body images are too hard to achieve.
Yes. And he's not even that, like, he's a 6-footer, but he doesn't look that big to me. I don't think he looks
huge.
Have
you seen the meme of him with his two bodyguards? He kind of towers over his bodyguards.
Does he really? See, I heard from somebody who went to Wizard World recently that he is not as big as he seems, because they got a picture with him.
How tall is the person that...
It was a lady, and she's like 5'6". I guess from everything, you see Jason Momoa as being giant, but I think he is, what, 6'2", 6'3", maybe? I guess that's big. I guess I'm surrounded by giants 24/7, so...
Yeah.
But anyway, the trailer, I personally didn't enjoy... The first parts of the trailer.
The first parts were the best parts.
Wasn't he a kid in the first part of that trailer for a little bit?
Yeah, so...
And he was like, oh, I'm a man, kid. I didn't like that at all.
No, like, I didn't like when his eyes glowed yellow and the kids were messing around with him. I do enjoy that they're having...
He is 6'4".
Okay, he's a giant.
He's tall. He could do basketball.
Then, you know what? Maybe the person who was taking the picture with him had her eyes closed the whole goddamn time.
Maybe she was in, like, 9-inch tall heels.
That's true, yeah. She was already 6'2", so whoops. Anyway, yes, he was a kid in that trailer in the beginning. They show that he was not abandoned, but his mother, the Queen of Atlantis, was found by a New Zealander working at a lighthouse. And
how do you know he was New Zealand from the trailer?
Because the actor who plays him is from New Zealand. I cannot place his name. I'm sorry.
I don't want to ruin the surprise.
No. His dad. His actual human dad.
Dustin, I don't want to be the guy that pulls the curtain back on this for you, but actors and their characters are typically different people. Just because the actor's from New Zealand doesn't mean the character is. You see, they're pretending. Up there on the silver screen.
I mean, the movie could be set in New Zealand. We don't know that.
I do, because the New Zealand is not underwater.
Yet.
Atlantis is not New Zealand. I don't know if you know that.
But you said the movie would be set in New Zealand?
It could be set in New Zealand.
But New Zealand's not underwater.
So do you think there's a real Atlantis?
Yeah. And it's right here in my heart.
It's in Georgia. Fucking sunk. Isn't it a casino?
No, anyway.
I like the thought that you think that they're, like, recording underwater.
Yeah, I think that's what you think.
Put them in the ocean. Yeah. Get some cameras in the motherfuckers.
Do you think Aquaman is wearing one of those helmet things so he can breathe underwater?
No,
it was a little camera attached to it?
He takes it off?
No.
Oh, shit.
Jason Momoa? Yes. Aquaman? No. He takes it off to record his scenes.
I don't think he's got anybody. You know what? He tries to confuse you. You are right. He is the legendary bullshitter.
If they don't film a single scene of Aquaman underwater, what the fuck are they doing?
You got that scene in the trailer.
I didn't watch the trailer.
He got splashed by the waves.
Did you watch anything?
I haven't watched any of these trailers.
Oh, okay.
He's a liar.
I'm not lying. Why would I lie to you about trailers?
You haven't watched a trailer for Godzilla? But no. You know what it's about.
The King of the Monsters?
Oh, yeah, I know.
There you go. So anyway, Aquaman looked cool once again halfway through.
To begin with. Fuck you, here's a shark staring at you now.
No, because what it reminded me of?
Harry Potter with the snake?
Reminded me of Finding Nemo, when the giant great white shark is like looming over Nemo's dad.
Yeah, that's great.
No,
Cut in a clip of that and be like... Sharks aren't, or people aren't food, they're friends or whatever. Done. Roll credits. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Sold. Also, the sharks are like mounts in that.
Which is sweet. And seahorses, giant seahorses.
Yeah. Which one's the good guys? Which one's the bad guys? Who knows?
Question. Well, Aquaman has the power of the entire sea or just the things in the sea?
He has the power of the things within the sea, but he is the protector of all the seas.
So he can't, like, just control the whole water just to encompass all of the world and just tsunami the shit.
So, old Aquaman doesn't have any powers over water. He could breathe underwater. He could talk to fish. He was strong. He was fast underwater.
And persuasive, right?
And he was a pretty boy. Pretty persuasive.
Well, good boy, because he didn't have he couldn't be like, fish, I'm mind controlling you to do this thing.
He was like, hey, can you help me, please?
Could you please do me a favor?
If you have the time.
He's like, dude, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
This shark's like, look, I have just been swimming for my whole life, and I can't just come and help you. Dude, all right? I'm busy trying to eat and live.
I just got out of school. Okay. Yeah, I went to alone time.
School.
Yeah, that's a fish joke.
Yeah, but now...
Quite stank.
In later portrayals of Aquaman, he is able to form water and use it as like an extra appendage, sending out blasts. Once he wields like the Trident of Atlantis, he gains some powers from that. There's other stories where when he loses his arm, he gets a harpoon attachment, which is really cool, and I'm hoping that happens in this movie because you see one of the coolest bad guys, villains in the DC universe, Uncle Black Ocean. Manta.
Oh.
His arch nemesis.
They're going to... I don't think they'll do it in this first one. I think they'll save that for, like, the second one.
Yeah. And, again, I'm not the comic book aficionado. I like DC more than Marvel. If there's ever any issues with comic knowledge, I'll ask my good friend JP. He is the comic boy. So, yeah. If he listens to this... JP, if you listen to this, just correct me in the comments below. That's completely fine.
Just email all corrections to corrections@basementbeards.com.
Perfect, yes.
Forward it to Dustin, who will read them live on
air. I will read them live on the air. So, if you write it, I'll read it.
.com.
Guaranteed.
On the air.
Yeah. But I will proofread it first and then have Carl bleep me out of the negative words.
Yep. Full censorship.
Yes,
take
please.
Take me out of the negative zone.
Yeah, take me out of the negative zone, boys. So, I thought the trailer was cool. I'm very excited for Aquaman. I'm ready for them to portray Aquaman in a positive light and be able to see that he is a badass superhero. And with Momoa helming it, he is pretty kick-ass as an actor, so...
Until he plays Aquaman, and then we hate that movie, and then we
true,
like
yeah. Actually, I should not say he's kick-ass as an actor, because... From the few things I've seen him do, he's not the greatest.
He's helming it, so is he directing?
I'm sorry. James Wan is directing it. He is the not one portraying the
what
Aquaman.
What have you seen him in?
So he did Baywatch.
As Aquaman? Okay,
no, Baywatch. I remember watching him. Just imagine Jason Momoa, short crew-cut hair, sandy blonde.
So like an off-brand Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
He was little.
Are
then.
You confusing it for The Rock? Because The Rock was in that new one.
In the new Baywatch? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm wondering...
Jason Momoa was in the old Baywatch.
Yeah, the TV show.
Oh, Pamela Anderson.
Hasselhoff.
He was
without
David
no,
Hasselhoff.
They were, she was already off the show by then.
Wow.
Yeah. He was her replacement.
Yeah, he wore that singlet outfit and ran slow-mo. Dick hanging out the side. kids, if you've never seen Baywatch, go ahead and watch it. It's a great show.
Or don't.
Yeah, whatever. There's a shark in it once, and he attacks the skinnier lady with the short haircut. She dies.
The only time I care about.
Do you remember her? She was a skinnier lady with the A cup that was in the original show, like Hasselhoff's partner in crime.
I got a better question. Has anyone at this table, other than Dustin, seen the original Baywatch?
I mean, I've seen episodes.
I know who Pamela Anderson is, but for no reason because of Baywatch. So, yes, I have seen Baywatch.
Okay. Do you remember this character he's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The skinnier
lady. She got ate by the shark.
Yeah, she gets killed by the shark and dies. That's fair. Legit. Jeez. Hasselhoff, holds her in his arms, and she dies.
She's, like, shark bitten at all?
Yeah, like, she bleeds out. She bleeds out in the, I think.
He's like, I got your chunks.
She bleeds out in the boat, or she bleeds out in the beach. I don't remember, but she dies.
Someone's missing a chunk. I'm not going anywhere close to that.
Someone's missing a chunk.
Were you
they got
like,
the chum.
Did you watch this show when you were uh-huh. younger and you were just like, I'm living the dream. Like, I need to memorize this. Like, someone's going to die.
I loved Baywatch, all right? And for the exact reasons.
You know, the real
point of some lady died? That's serious. Horrible.
No, the show is great.
Like, sign me up. Some lady gets eaten by a shark.
How would you not want to watch that?
Jaws is a very successful movie. Yes. A lot of people get eaten by a shark.
Yeah, and
it's popular. People love that shit.
Yeah.
Deep Blue Sea.
Hold on, wait.
Talked about Deep Blue Sea.
You can't be anti-shark here because we're gonna all go see the Meg.
Yes, we are gonna go see the
Absolutely.
Meg.
Absolutely.
I don't.
Meg Watch 2017.
No. I'll pay. You're going to go see the Meg,
and I'll pay.
When's the Meg come out?
Go ahead, Andrew. Find that out first, please. We'll come back to you in 10 minutes.
okay, Andrew. When does the Meg come out?
So, anyway, Aquaman looks good. Please go see it. DC needs all the help they can get.
Or don't.
Or don't see it. Exactly. next on that list is what, the good old Mike?
Godzilla 2, the sequel to the first Godzilla movie.
Ever?
No.
The one with Matthew Broderick and the baby dinosaurs?
Godzilla 2018, the sequel to Godzilla 2000. This time the kids are real. Daddy's coming
home. But the dinosaurs aren't. Nope. But the Godzilla's. The kaiju's not real. Kids are real.
Kids are real. We didn't CG the kids this time.
This is the kids real. Oh, yeah. The R-E, cut where all the kids are playing with the kaiju's. And they're like, I'm a kid noise.
This is only tangentially related. My favorite episode of Arrested Development.
Meg comes out in 2 weeks. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
Get ready, Nick.
Get ready to get Megged.
My favorite Arrested Development joke of all time is the one that is 23 minutes of setup so that you have one of the characters in a kaiju outfit stomping on a tiny city in front of Japanese business investors while another character in a jetpack flies in to fight him.
This happened in the show?
This happens in the show.
Shit.
And it is, I think, maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I'm going to show it to you one day.
Yeah, you know what? After this podcast, we'll watch it.
You're like, this was disappointing. Because I know you.
So, well, you gave me the whole context, so now I'm going to know how it goes. But I'm easily entertained.
Speaking of being easily entertained, tell me about Godzilla 2.
Oh, king of the monsters. The segue was so good.
Just I know. Amazing.
Godzilla 2, king of the monsters.
King of the monsters.
Looks fucking awesome.
It looks awesome.
Well, it's Carl reviewing a movie.
The poster looked good. I saw the poster.
The poster, yeah, go ahead.
The thing that made me upset the most had nothing to do with the movie. It's just it had Tywin Lannister in there using his Tywin voice for just for some Godzilla shit.
That's his normal voice. He is English.
But like they couldn't have just like just kind of sound a little different. No, I'm the king here too.
Yeah. That long live the king.
You must kill the All right,
yeah, of that's course only, there's going to be corny moments.
That's the only part that upset me. Other than that, it looks great. Mothra coming out looking... Or like the angelic.
When Mothra unfurls her wings...
Beautiful.
There is a childlike moment in me where... I just remember watching the original Mothra with my dad. And the Godzilla movies mean a lot to me and him. Him and I, because we would just sit down and watch them together, like in order from the first to the last. Except when it gets into like the Mecha and Ultra Mecha Godzilla,
I can't wait till like this big budget Godzilla movie starts getting like weird Godzilla monsters or like fighting back, and they're like,
"Oh, it's got to! It's got to with this one! I can't wait! Yeah. It absolutely has to!"
So hold on, just real quick, we did joke about that at the beginning. This is the sequel to the one with Bryan Cranston,
exactly.
Right?
Yes,
this is not the sequel to Shin Godzilla, the Japanese film that came out a couple years ago. Okay,
it is not. Yeah,
that was a good movie.
That was a really good movie.
I heard it was great. I have a copy of it. My friend Jess Onibara.
Have you never seen it?
It's in my car. I'm waiting to watch it.
We absolutely need to watch it.
Do you want to see Godzilla when he does meth? Amphetamines?
Do you want to fall asleep during the action scenes? Because
My god, ninja assassin. I fell asleep during that, like all the fighting scenes for some reason.
A lot of shots of tanks shooting Godzilla. It's very loud, and I fell asleep a couple times. And then they cut to quiet Japanese people talking in an office, and I was attentive and alert.
It's their voice, right? It gets you like,
I'm like, senpai.
It was actually way more like when they were actually just talking about like, oh shit, Godzilla's here. Let's debate how we're going to fix this problem. It's actually way more interesting.
It's
in
way
that
cooler.
Movie.
Yeah, totally.
Like the action part was just like, you know, they're shooting, there's explosions. I guess that's cool, but. I don't know, I like the whole science behind Godzilla.
That is a good movie. You should definitely see it.
I'm glad we're talking about that because I'm sure many people have not seen Shin Godzilla because it's a foreign film.
It's a foreign film.
So,
we need a Dustin Tricky film reviews for Shin Godzilla.
Done. You want it?
It's
you
not
got
a
it.
Scary movie.
It gets scary.
At no point am I just like, oh man, I'm really scarified. Godzilla's going to come.
That Godzilla was kind of spooky.
Yeah, I heard like Godzilla's arms are just not even worth it.
Oh my God.
Because I'm pretty sure they are chicken winged if I remember seeing a picture of it. Tail is like 30 miles long.
And his mouth is fucked.
Yeah, his mouth is fucked. Godzilla. Yeah, meth. Meth mouth Godzilla.
Go Gojira. Fuck you up.
Anyway,
Godzilla
2. This is American Godzilla. Pretty much one of the coolest stories ever in the Godzilla mythos. The King of the Monsters film is one of my favorite because if you can showcase multiple different kaijus, it's so cool. I mean, you have everything from Rodan, which is...
When you say kaiju, do you mean those guys from Pacific Rim?
Or Pacific Rim 2?
Yes. You know what? I do. Or any Jerusalem. Giant monsters are considered kaiju.
Make and my monster grow!
Also kaijus, just superheroes.
Is King Kong a kaiju, and is he going to fight Godzilla?
Yes.
Well, yes and yes, because King Kong...
King Kong's a kaiju? Yes.
King Kong is in the Godzilla universe.
What's a kaiju?
Kaiju is a giant monster.
That comes from the ocean?
That's what it translates to, right?
Can come from anywhere.
Like it's literally Japanese for giant monster, right?
Exactly.
How do you think King Kong is going to get here?
King Kong's a monster?
Take a boat.
King Kong's a monkey.
A big monkey.
Yeah, but anything that scares me, anything that scares me is a monster.
The Japanese are notoriously racist.
The size makes it a monster. I understand.
Yeah, very much so.
That's a monster size.
It's a monster size, exactly. Big monster. Giant monster.
I did not know King Kong was a kaiju.
Yep, he is actually in the King of the Monsters Japanese film.
The only kaiju who's ever taken a boat.
Yeah, and he picks up Godzilla by the tail and just spins him around and throws him. So and Godzilla just goes...
Godzilla 2, I'm walking the fuck out. I'm done.
I'm hoping.
Rip. Fucking.
So we have confirmed the kaijus that are in the film from the trailer. Mothra. Now we don't know if Mothra's going to be in her
there's
multiple.
A butterfly too, because they reference Monarch, and that's a butterfly.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the company, the corporation. That's
did you watch King Kong, the movie with
Peter Jackson?
No, the one after that.
The Skull Island?
Yes.
Wait, was Monarch a part of that?
Did you watch it?
I did see it. I did see it. Yeah, yeah. No, it was really good.
You were not paying the fucking attention at all?
Well, no, okay, at the end of King Kong.
You were just like, oh, there's a big monkey.
I'm sorry.
I hate it when this monkey impression in the middle
give
of the movie.
Give me more monkey time. Samuel Jackson was good in that movie because he plays a piece of shit.
Do you even remember what happened
at the end?
Movie?
I know they had the big wall with the king.
Did
okay,
you watch the beginning, or were you just fuck
dude,
this
that movie's
whole
2 years old,
even
3 years old almost.
I haven't seen that movie, and even I know it talks about them fighting together.
I understand. Okay,
let them fight.
Or not, like, can fight
I,
each other.
Can I tell? Can anybody? You guys want to tell me what the trailer is about?
Godzilla 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Mothra's in it.
Yep.
Butterfree's in it.
Yep.
The
Number three.
The Sugar Freeze in it. Mr. Freeze is in it.
The weird one is they got the original Power Rangers cast back.
Is Mr. Freeze a kaiju?
Oh my god, they resurrected the Yellow Ranger.
No, but Bane is.
Oh, rest in peace.
They're
pieces, whatever.
They're doing that thing that they did with that guy from Star Wars Episode 8, where he's dead, but they're like General Tarkin or whatever his name was. So they CG a
they CG
back.
Face him. Okay,
they're gonna CG the
not
Yellow Ranger.
Episode 8, that's Rogue One.
Huh? That's no. It was the 8th Star Wars movie, so it's Episode 8.
That, no, not at all. That's not how that works.
Prove me wrong,
Dustin. You're putting way too much thought into this. He's wrong.
I'm just waiting for more Godzilla talk.
Who was the frozen monster? Was that Hydra or Mecha?
No, it's Red Skull.
Also, Red Skull. Call Hydra.
Funny.
How many kaiju we got?
Okay, in the movie,
confirmed.
What I was saying,
confirmed,
is Mothra's going to be in it.
Mothra.
We don't know if it's going to be all three versions of Mothra: caterpillar form, cocoon form, giant buzzard form.
That's
a giant moth form. But we do see Mothra unfurling her wings, and it looks glorious.
Thank you.
You also see Rodan, which is one of my favorite.
Describe Rodan, because I am unfamiliar.
It's a giant pterodactyl with
gotcha.
A spiny belly.
Yep, that's all you need to say.
And just like in the original film, Rodan explodes out of a volcano, and you see that in the trailer here. And it looks awesome. Rodan looks very Phoenix-like in this trailer, which and not Phoenix the X-Men.
The Phoenix, great, yeah.
But Phoenix the mythological creature. It looks very cool.
Like Final Fantasy.
Of course, you see Godzilla actually near the end of the film.
Wait. Trailer?
Trailer, sorry. I mean, it's
nowadays.
You know what? It's a film.
Nowadays.
Everything's a film. Yeah. If you videotape this, if you saw like 3 seconds of us at the table, film. You see Godzilla. And then you see, is it a silhouette? I don't remember completely if it's a silhouette of the King Ghidorah.
Yes.
The main.
I believe there's a snippet of it doing something.
And yeah, and I noticed I slowed down a little bit of the trailer on YouTube and watched it. There are scenes where the lightning is crackling across the ground. And that's typical of King Ghidorah when he shoots his blasts out. It like rains down and crackles on the ground. So King Ghidorah, three-headed dragon. Stop it. Stop making... So...
What are you talking about, Dustin?
You guys are giving hand gestures again. And I don't know ALS.
American
ASL.
Language Sign.
ASL.
So, anyway, it looks really good. There's a really badass scene of Godzilla shooting his breath weapon into the sky. And I'm a little kid again.
I want to ask you a question about your love for Godzilla movies.
Yes.
Do you like Godzilla movies when they are just, here's two big monsters smashing each other into the city? Or do you like Godzilla movies when they are the, Godzilla is an allegory for nuclear detonation and man's inhumanity to man and what we do to nature and ourselves. Like, do you come to Godzilla because you just want to see things fight and smash, or do you come for the deeper meanings?
Fight and smash. Fight and smash.
To be fair, Mike, when you see Godzilla, do you think about the second one that you said, or do you think, I just want to see big monsters hit each other?
Depends on the movie. Shin Godzilla, I was thinking more about it being an allegory for Japanese bureaucracy.
There's a lot more commentary by like the like scientists and stuff than it in a quote unquote normal Godzilla.
Yeah, I think both in that the Bryan Cranston one, like I think in all the American Godzillas I've seen, it's always just been, hey, this is a big monster movie. Like I don't think they ever have much to say.
Oh, movie culture is like that.
Yeah, that's Hollywood.
That's what I'm saying. Like I find myself like I like the Godzilla movies, but I find myself more drawn to the Japanese ones for that reason.
Yeah, I find the foreign films are much more into the melodrama whatever of a situation. And yeah, everything's an allegory to war and to nuclear weapons and stuff if it comes to situations like that. So yeah, if you're going into a movie for that reason, then yeah. But with Godzilla, with Pacific Rim, with anything of that nature, all you want is big monsters fighting.
I don't know. I've seen the new Pacific Rim, and
it was a bad movie.
I went in wanting big monsters fighting each other.
Dustin,
and left.
You know of a bad movie?
Oh shit! Have you seen? Have you seen
Pacific Rim Uprising? Because
have you seen fucking Thor Ragnarok? It's a bad movie.
That's a good movie.
Annihilation.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah,
we'll talk about
you and me. You and me are the only people at this table who make any sense. These two over here.
He just said Thor Ragnarok.
That's
is a bad
no.
movie.
Thor Ragnarok.
I will
is a bad
fairly
movie.
Admit what? That my dislike of Thor Ragnarok is because it is loosely based off World War Hulk, and that is a comic that is near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is my dislike of that movie.
Okay.
I realize that if you've not read those comics, you'll like that movie.
My main gripe with that movie is that they made it into a comedy. And the action...
They did not make it into a comedy.
That movie tried to be a comedy.
It did not try to be comedy. There's comic
and the action
the
is garbage in that movie.
Most, if not all, superhero movies these days are going to have comedy in them. Because Guardians of the Galaxy sold a shit ton. Any movie that comes out post that is going to have this comedy.
I don't want it.
But Shazam's good.
Shazam's good.
I don't want it for the comedy. I want it for the coming of life story.
Had no comedy.
Coming to life
that's
story.
Why it
he starts as an embryo and works his way to godhood.
Pinocchio, make my monster grow.
Oh, whatever you say, Geppetto. I don't think that's how he sounds. Maybe it does.
That's
Is Geppetto the main bad guy in Pinocchio? And tell me the reason why he is not.
Geppetto is an allegory for God.
No.
Oh, no.
Let them fight.
Let them fight. Let them fight Geppetto versus God. I'm sorry if that burst people's eardrums, but that's a good fight.
You're good. You're on a compressor this time.
Yeah.
You can
compress me, boys. I don't like Thor Ragnarok. And we will get into a discussion about... I'm assuming we'll talk about the MCU films, maybe go down them, because they are huge.
Justice League is a bad movie.
I will disagree.
Okay, all right.
But because
everyone knows where we're at now.
I'm a DC fanboy. Just how Nick said that comic is near and dear to your heart. The Justice League is near and dear to my heart.
You know what? Hold on. For people at home who are listening to this who don't know Dustin at all,
yes,
you don't exist. But if you do,
I don't exist.
Dustin,
I wish I didn't exist.
Let's give them a barometer. Batman versus Superman on 1 to 10 scale. 10 is great and perfect. 1 is awful and trash.
When I first saw it, I really enjoyed it. I will give that movie a solid 6 now.
What would you have given it when you first seen it?
8.
Okay.
To be fair, my opinion of it has changed since seeing it, but in a more positive light.
Really?
Right. Because when I went in and saw it, I was like, oh my God, this is Martha. Not my president, hashtag.
Martha?
So, like,
No MAGA 2020?
Yeah. I definitely did not like it. And then going back and watching it.
Make Martha great again?
Yeah,
make Martha great again.
But no, going back and watching it, it's not as terrible as I thought it was.
I'd really like to talk to you about it because I tried to watch it again once I got the director's cut version of it, which I will say is better, but there is just some scenes that are so awful to get through. Issues with Lex Luthor portrayal, I can't do it.
He is the only thing I liked in that movie.
Is he still Lex
forever?
Yeah.
He is still Lex Luthor,
yeah.
But he end of Justice League, he lost his hair, and the scene with him and Deathstroke is really cool. And I liked it
better with the hair, honestly.
Eventually,
I liked that they kept it because he did have hair, and then the meteor hit and he lost hair. Whatever.
I'm so loose with comic books, and excuse me for my ignorance, but eventually he just turns into like a mech dude, right?
At some point. Okay. Yeah.
So who cares about his skinny body then, I guess?
He becomes American Diva.
He's an okay actor. Sometimes.
It takes him a while, the actor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Jared Leto in that role?
Magic was really good. He just reminds me of someone I know personally. and I don't like it because of that.
I'm sorry. Validated. That's fine.
But yeah, that'd be a good concept. But we could do I'm more assuming that Carl and Mike like Marvel a little bit more. I'm assuming.
I just like good movies.
I just like good movies.
There you go. Well, they don't have a lot of them, so you're really pushing it.
Compared to DC,
like,
you named one. I'll tell you bad movies of MCU.
All the Avengers,
Iron Man,
all the Iron Mans,
the Captain,
Iron Man
2 all and 3,
Captain Americas,
Captain America 1,
all the
garbage.
Hulks.
Hold on now. What?
First Hulk is great.
Hold on.
And then that's all we really
have. Whoa. Wait.
No.
Which Hulk?
First Hulk in this MC universe. Oh,
okay. He doesn't like any
the one
Hulk
by
movies.
What?
Exactly.
I love Hulk.
Reminds you too much of yourself.
I want to be Hulk.
You're a nerd.
Hulk is my personal superhero favorite. Number one.
Hulk's great.
I love Hulk. My favorite superhero power is very basic. I want to be super strong. People are like, I want to fly, read minds. I just want to be able to lift a car and throw it. That's all I ever wanted to do.
Bruce Banner can't do that.
I want to throw a car.
I can set that up for you.
Okay. Give me
Here's a Matchbox car.
I'll fucking launch it. I will Hulk smash scream. Hmm. If you guys have not seen the Edward Norton version of the Hulk, that movie is my favorite MCU movie ever.
Is that the one with the Green Hulk in it? Or the Red Hulk? Not the Green Hulk.
Abomination?
Yeah. Yep.
That's not at all the Red Hulk.
Well, he's red and he looks
Abomination.
Like he's
he's definitely
like
Green
Lizard
Lizard.
Wait.
Big lizard guy.
The abomination in the movie is like a weird skull skin.
Scaly,
tone.
Scale bones.
He's did they not do a movie? Scaly.
Did they do
He's
a
got movie? A green scaly look to him.
You're thinking about Batman again.
Did oh, they, is this Killer Croc? No, I'm thinking of Spider-Man again. Is that Killer Croc as a scientist?
Hulk? Huh? No, they have not touched the Red Hulk.
I could have sworn I saw a movie with a Red Hulk-like bad guy that Hulk jumped around and punched and threw into buildings and stuff.
Mm. Nope, that's Iron Man they're thinking of. Nope. Iron Man fights Hulk in the Hulkbuster outfit.
Wait a minute. Hold on
you
now.
You retarded motherfucker.
You don't like Iron Man 3 because there's too many suits in it.
I don't like Iron Man 3 because
a woman is empowered at the end.
Oh! No. No. I like Iron Man 3 because...
Alcoholism's a tough issue.
No, you know what? I do like Iron Man 3 because he used all the suits. He used all the different suits, and that's really cool.
42 suits.
And actually liked Guy Pearce as the main bad guy in that.
Thank you. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just wrong.
Yeah, Abomination, yeah. Yeah. Guy Pearce, I know that he is based on two characters.
Yeah,
in the MCU.
He's a combination of the Ring Lord.
Thinking of that
and
version,
somebody else.
Because there is a green scaly version of Abomination.
Oh yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
I
at least knew who the fucking villain was.
Who's the mayor of Flavortown?
Guy Fieri.
Oh,
that's how you pronounce his name is Fieri.
Fieri.
Okay.
I'm sorry. His liege. Guy Fieri.
His leech vampire Guy Fieri. I spit all over myself right there.
Yeah, spices. You did.
Thank God for microphone cover.
You spit all over the list.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
San Diego Comic-Con.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla's good. Go see it.
You think Hulk could beat him up?
Yes. I think the Hulk can beat anybody up who's ever been like thought about as a superhero or any of that. I think, isn't his power like
Superman.
Indefinite?
He can't beat Superman.
I have a comic book series.
Hulk can't beat Superman?
I've seen, they've released two
just give him a little
Marvel
kryptonite.
Vs.
Done.
DC comic series, and each time Superman's beat the Hulk.
Has the Hulk tried to get kryptonite?
The Hulk didn't even know about kryptonite.
That's why he fucking lost. What an idiot.
To be fair, one of those times I think Thor fought Superman to like a draw, didn't he?
The first one he did. The second one, Hulk and Superman fought, and that's when Bruce Banner was able to control the Hulk, and he's living...
Right, so that's a garbage version of the Hulk.
He got beat by long-haired Superman. Fucking great.
Hey,
Superman with his beautiful, glorious mullet. Thank you so much.
Bruce Banner controlling the Hulk is a garbage version of the Hulk.
But to him, it's a great version of the Hulk.
Super Saiyan 8 Goku versus the Hulk.
I don't talk about Super.
Goku wins.
Goku, no. Oh, versus the Hulk, yeah, Goku wins.
Versus Superman, Goku wins.
No.
Yeah, Goku knows magic.
No, he doesn't.
Kamehameha's are magic.
No, he, no, it How? Isn't. It's chi. It's his, he's not a wizard.
He's a wizard.
Can you please show me a picture as Goku as a wizard in Harry Potter world, please?
No, because Harry Potter sucks.
Exactly. That means now, Goku
let's
sucks.
Let's not talk about bad wizards movies. Suck. And let's start talking about what was next on the list? The
Battle
intro?
Angel.
Oh, tell
oh yes.
Tell me about this big
Lita,
eye
bitch. Lita Hardy, Battle Angel.
Oh, no.
What was her
Hardy?
Movie? What was her movie? Off the, her movie? Her move off the top rope?
The moonsault?
WWF Lita Hardy. She got married to Kane.
They had an abortion.
Yeah, they had an abortion. He raped her. That was a real rough story.
The rape happened before the marriage. You can't, like...
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you about to rape to say you can't rape your wife? This is a whole different storyline,
no,
okay?
I'm not saying.
You can't. Just letting you know, ladies, you can be raped by your husbands.
He's trying to say a mayor can't rape somebody.
A person of political
mayoral
power...
Mayoral candidate, thank you very much.
...cannot rape or be raped. I'm sorry, rape is not a joke.
But Kane is.
But Kane is, yeah. Raising Cane's. Fuck that place for chicken.
Kano's pretty good, though.
Kano is great.
Got that red eye.
Wait, what's the line? What's the line say? What he says from Mortal Kombat. What the line he say from Mortal Kombat? He says,
get over here. That's his line.
Chicken. Can you say that in an Australian accent?
Oi, get over here, mate.
Come and fight me, governor.
Fuck. Oi there, mate. I'm about ready to Kano your ass. Is
it's
that how he says?
Duel.
It's time to...
Quality.
Hey, if you rewatch the Mortal Kombat film, when Sonya Blade has Kano by the throat with her legs, he says, come on, girl. And as he does, he spits all over her leg. And they say, come on, girl, give me a break. And then she goes, okay. He spits on her.
Why? Are you watching the Mortal Kombat movie again?
That movie's really good. That's a fucking great
Said
movie.
No one ever.
That intro song is fantastic.
What?
Mortal Kombat.
Hey, we're going to save that for the outro.
Okay.
Nick's going to sing the whole Mortal Kombat song.
All right.
I want to just say the Kano part. Kano.
Kano.
Kano. Rest in peace.
Kano, like the Green Hornet.
Wait, no. Kano Kalin's still alive, right? He was a friend of O.J.
Like
Simpson's
the women's
wife.
Clothing line.
Where did O.J. Simpson get in this podcast? Get him out of here.
Leslie can't stop thinking about O.J. Simpson.
He just said Bronco. He's a friend of O.J. Simpson's Bronco. Alita Battle Angel is a Hollywood interpretation of a anime film and manga series that came out in the early 90s. It looks good. It looks like it's very faithful to the anime film.
Is this animated or like Ghost in the Shell?
So it is Ghost in the Shell. Yes.
Okay.
Alita.
It's like Avatar. Because they're CGing the actors to give them big anime faces.
But there's actual people?
Just the one actor.
Oh, is
so,
it just her?
So Alita has giant eyes in this, and that's really weird. But I think it's the
she looks like
the
a
CG people. Yeah, CG's trying to make it look more like the anime, which is very typical of having big eyes, small mouth kind of thing. But I've seen the movie and this,
trailer.
The original movie. No, I've seen the anime movie.
Oh, okay.
And this trailer looks almost exactly to the film.
Like
so
shot for shot remake or
it's there's
or
some scenes that look shot for
tone.
Shot.
Okay,
I honestly thought I was like, oh shit, I'm
Wasn't
seeing this movie again.
Ghost in the Shell pretty much shot for shot.
Ghost in the Shell had scenes that were shot for shot.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Ghost in the Shell was like combining two films into one.
Fuck, that was
like
a disappointment,
the
man.
The stuff with the geishas is all from the second movie.
Yep.
But the like chasing the guy that's invisible in the water and that fight, that's all from the first thing. The tank scene at the end is from the first movie.
Yep.
The overall, the general plot is from the first, but the parts of the second come in with her escaping and stuff.
Yeah, that's a really... Wasn't that a letdown, man?
It was what I expected.
I was just
I
hoping.
Did not
that trailer
it
was
good.
So good, and I had Ghost in the Shell is really near and dear to my heart, so...
My name is Agent Major, and you do not have consent.
The best part about that movie...
I never needed it.
I got to watch Ghost in the Shell, the anime movie, in a theater, so that was the best part of that live-action
yep.
thing coming out.
So... Alita Battle Angel looks cool. Check it out if you guys like sci-fi.
Here's
movies.
A dumb thing. Is there like a red motorcycle involved
No, that's Akira.
Okay, sorry.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry.
But all those films kind of came out at the same time. Triggered. I think they were following a style, like, because Akira came out in, what, 91?
91, 89, maybe?
89, 91. And the that was when anime was still good to me. I like 80s and early 90s anime.
You should ask
1988.
Nick his... 1988, yeah, wow. I was a year old, so.
You should ask Nick his opinion on Akira. It's good.
I will say that Akira is not a movie I enjoy watching anymore. I respect it for what it was. Akira, yeah. I will go out of my way to watch Akira or Ghost in the Shell ever again. It's super long.
Ghost in the Shell, I would give it another opportunity because I didn't think it was a bad anime watching it in theater.
It's a good movie. It's
Akira is fucking weird and dumb.
I like weird stuff, but
the
Akira
amount
is...
of times that you hear Canada and Akira back and forth.
Tetsuo!
Tetsuo! Kaneda! Help me!
That's
the weird fucking baby monster at the end. Like, what the fuck?
He turns into a big bob boy.
And, yeah, big
also,
ball
all these and psychic little jackasses are just going to up and leave. Like, fucking deal with it.
You know, the motorcycle scene in Akira is one of the coolest scenes.
No, it's not.
It's so good.
When they're chasing the other gang members.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking stupid.
Those, I don't agree. Those motorcycles are so cool. And when they had the lights trailing behind them. It's just good. That's solid 80s anime right there. It's visceral,
it's
gory in its own way, and that's what I like.
It's the Thor Ragnarok of
80s. No, how dare anime. You say that?
Have you seen Jinro? I think it's what it is, the movie with the...
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're making a live-action movie of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. So what'd you think of that?
Super long and really boring up until the end.
Did you like it?
It's okay. It's an 80s...
Do you think
it's
Nick would like it?
No.
Do you think we should show Nick anyways?
I don't want to watch it.
No. Do you think I should show Nick?
Oh, Nick, don't watch it.
How would you...
It's not great.
Okay, what is it about?
Jinro, so it's about soldier? Like a... not really super soldiers. They're soldiers fighting Saiyan? Against a rebel group, but these soldiers are fitted with these kind of semi, like a space marine
space,
almost
yeah,
armor.
Almost, totally. Like power armor.
But they're not like space marines, but they have massive machine guns. And when they move, their eyes glow and shit because these suits are, like, air
so
compressed
like
and all this other stuff.
So, like a weird mecha anime.
No, it's like a militaristic... what are those suits called?
Jinro
ghost something?
The
ghost
fucking
wolves?
Main
or...
villain from, like, Final Fantasy VII?
Which one?
No, you're thinking of Shinra, which
Shinra is the corporation.
They're a corporation in our, in our game.
We're not bringing up the sprawl. Anyway, yeah.
No, it's basically, it's like fantasy. It's like the plot is like a guy falls in love with a girl as he infiltrates this like rebel group. And then...
And she is a part of the rebel group.
She's a part of the rebel group. And then she gives him information on like, hey, we're planning this attack on the government here. But he's a soldier. So he shows up in the sewer and just fucking mows down all of these motherfuckers.
Yep.
And they are fighting for their life and they can do nothing to him. And then afterwards he goes and kills her too because she's also a rebel.
Yep. It's cool because like he has been programmed from, not from birth, but since for a long time.
So like Universal Soldier with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, only he is not a good guy. He's a bad guy.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is good in everything.
It's a great movie, by the way. Universal Soldier 1 and 2.
Bloodsport.
Bloodsport, great. So yeah, check out Alita. Check out 80s and not early 90s anime movies and films.
The only ones doesn't
if
like.
You want weird baby monsters.
Yeah, if you want really gory shit, it's great. And that leads into
you like
the Glass movie trailer that no one wants to talk about, but I will because it has Shyamalan as the director. And
I want to talk about Glass. I forgot about it.
That's okay. So Glass is also a trailer that came out of San Diego Comic Con.
Who's in that?
Tell us all about it right now. Go, Carl. All right. It's all you. We're quiet.
Samuel L. Jackson's in it.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up, Mike. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Carl.
There's some other people in it, and they're acting. I'm not good with actor names, so
James
I'll talk. I think yes.
Shut the
Samuel
fuck up.
Jackson and Bruce Willis.
The crazy guy from the last one's in it again. He's still crazy as fuck. Samuel L. Jackson. He's a new crazy around the block, just as crazy as the other guy. And then there's another one,
Bruce
Willis.
Willis.
Which this is a
one of those other actors.
This is a psychological thriller movie about people who have various personalities built within inside themselves, even 30 at a time, which is nuts. And some of them think that they're superheroes.
I thought the big thing was that James McAvoy's character was that weird schizophrenic one, but Bruce Willis was kind of a normal guy.
They all think that they have superpowers, I thought.
So from the trailer, it looks like this woman, the actress from American Horror Stories, which she's really well known. I cannot tell you her name. She runs a facility, a psychiatric facility that deals with people who have a disorder believing they are superheroes. So James McAvoy from Split, he has...
Carl, have you seen both of the movies that it's tying into?
Absolutely not. I saw Split.
You've not seen Unbreakable?
No.
Okay.
You really need to watch Unbreakable.
Is that better than Split?
I think Unbreakable is M. Night Shyamalan's best movie. That's
better than Signs?
Way better than Signs. Wait,
better than Avatar The Last Airbender?
Are you fucking kidding me? I don't care about Avatar. I don't care about the Avatar cartoon show. So
Justin, better than The Village? You're getting kicked off the fucking
Village
podcast.
In the Woods?
The Village? I like the Village.
So, but better than that?
Unbreakable is better than that. I actually like Lady in the Water, which many people fucking hate.
This is a mermaid in a hotel pool.
Yeah, and Robert Rodriguez's brother who has a giant arm.
Guillermo del Toro was interested in it and everything.
Yeah. But yeah, so you should definitely see Unbreakable. It's very good. But yeah, it looks like they're... So Glass, his power is he's super smart, right? Like, he's super smart. He's got genius-level intelligence. James McAvoy's character, I kind of see his Glass as somebody like a Lex Luthor, like any kind of leader of an evil syndicate.
Who was the one Spider-Man villain who always... Fisk?
Fisk?
Fistball.
No, it wasn't. Never mind, I'll look it up.
I like Kingpin because money is power.
No, it's in the Spider-Man like
mythos world.
Animated stuff. He was always lurking around with Kingpin, but he's in the wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
Professor Xavier.
No, not at all.
But once Nick finds that, it looks like they're all in the facility together.
Okay.
Glass has genius level intelligence. The James McAvoy's character has 30 different personalities. One of them is this hidden personality that is the Beast.
Beast mode.
Yeah, literal beast mode. Though. He gets very strong, very fast, not invulnerable, but he doesn't feel pain.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Willis's character is super strong, durable, and he can sense evil. He can touch people and feel evil.
Is he a ghost?
He is not a ghost in this. Surprising.
That we know of.
And his weakness is water.
There's always a twist.
So do they actually have powers or do they think they have powers?
That's what the movie's about.
Power. So if you watch Unbreakable, the movie begins with Bruce Willis getting on a train, derails, kills everybody but him. And he comes off that train not scratched at all.
Because he's a ghost.
He's a man.
I've seen this movie.
Okay, he's not a ghost because he lifts barbells.
Haley Joel Osment's there.
That's you're thinking of Sixth Sense.
He takes his wife on a date. And
that's Home Alone.
That's Home Alone.
Oh, you're right.
He plays the banister.
The wet banisters.
Did you find out that villain yet?
Yeah, but
please get us back on track, please.
It's Professor Xavier.
It's Professor Gravier.
He's in a wheelchair for a little bit, and then he becomes a weird monster thing. It's Alistair Smythe.
Alistair Krauss?
Smythe. Got it. Smythe.
Oh, okay.
Smithy from Hook. That's who he is. Anyway, they have powers. Smythe. They're in this facility, and...
Hold on now. You're saying they have powers. Carl's saying they don't.
I'm saying they
are disillusioned.
I'm saying they think they have powers.
Yeah. I will confirm they have powers.
Maybe. Maybe then the movie's Beast Mode getting like real ferocious again, and you're like, oh shit, he fucked up so many people from the movie before, he's gonna do it, and then he just gets gunned down by the police.
Did you see in the trailer when he's running like Beast? And I was like, weird, because James McAvoy plays Xavier in the X-Men movies, and then Beast
and
is in that movie.
And he can't run at all.
And he can't
run. Not anymore.
And Beast runs exactly like that. Like, I feel like in every movie you see them galloping.
He runs like Frasier.
Hey, you know what? I love the third X-Men movie. Everybody can eat shit. I love that movie.
Did you watch Heritage at all? The horror movie?
Heredity?
Yeah, that one. When she like scurried along the wall that way. Is that kind of like the Beast Mode?
I love that. I love that moment where she
That scared the shit out of me. I was like, Oh, it's getting real.
If you haven't, once that movie comes out, Carl and I, we should all watch it. It's a very good movie. But I'll give a very in-depth review.
Well with horror movies, though.
There's a lot of movies.
Dude, that movie just, is so good.
I will ruin the shit out of that movie by like bad-mouthing it and...
But you'll have a fun time.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous horror movie.
The movie has a standard horror movie complex. Or standard, this is a haunting, and it goes on from there.
That car ride. Car ride home.
That car ride.
Oh, my God.
And then the last 15 minutes of the movie, you're in another fucking world, and it all goes into just insane, awkward scenes of people just staring at each other, not really wearing much clothing. It's
fucked.
I remember holding myself, and I saw it with my friend Betsy, and she was like, "You are never choosing another movie again," because she fucking hated it, and I loved it.
It was intense.
It was very good.
Reminds me of Resident Evil Annihilation, when you were like, "Let's go see Annihilation," and we all went, and then we were like, "Dustin, never again."
I'll say this: Annihilation.
I loved Annihilation.
Annihilation is not a good movie.
I'll say that. I would agree with Carl's assessment.
Annihilation has a giant bear monster. It was really scary.
I almost got you a poster from Comic-Con that was an Annihilation special poster they put out.
Yeah.
That was the flower person, like the people that transform into plants. They put one of those out and it just says Annihilation on it, like the cover of the book does.
I'd love that.
And then they sold out in 3 seconds.
So, Annihilation is good. It's on Netflix. You should watch it.
You should watch it, but don't expect it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Anyway,
they already put that on Netflix.
It immediately went to Netflix, right? Like
smart decision.
It went to Netflix. Like it didn't even
like
go
the day
to
it released.
Outside of America, like in Canada and the UK and stuff, it never went to theaters.
Hmm.
It went straight to Netflix.
Yeah, I really liked it, but I think it has a lot of holes, and it's based on a book. And
it's based on a book where they don't name the characters.
Yeah, so I think
good book.
It doesn't matter. Those were the main things we saw at Comic-Con. Now, of course, there was a lot of releases for TV shows and other series like The Flash and Arrow and...
That other Harry Potter movie's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Curse of Grindelwald.
Grindelwald.
Have you seen the first Fantastic
Beasts? I have not seen the first one.
I enjoyed it probably way more than I should have.
Really?
But I fell asleep.
Andrew Garfield Miller,
the third, gave it a thumbs up. Good movie.
Which one was good?
The first Fantastic Beasts.
He knows where to find them.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I like the first one. I have seen five, I think, Harry Potter movies. So I've been. It's on the list of things to go back and watch.
I watched all the movies.
I haven't read all the books and everything like that.
Prisoner of Azkaban I've watched, but Prisoner of Azkaban I've probably seen like 12 times.
Why wouldn't you start in the very beginning?
I'm never going to watch 1 and 2.
Why?
They're shit.
They're bad.
Shit
they're
child
shit.
Movies.
Don't watch them.
Are they bad?
They're
not kid movie. Bad. Yeah, they're garbage.
I just got through the first two, and I'm like, I don't need to watch any more of these.
Do they get better? Prisoner of Azkaban is really good.
Okay.
And they continue to get better. That's why he's seen it
12 times.
I watched the first two, and I'm like, I'm not watching any more of these. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to watch
I think Prisoner of Azkaban might be the only movie I've seen. I've read the first four or five books, I think.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen 1 and 2, but I hate them. Because they're very kiddie. Because, I mean, they're all kids. They're legit little kids in this
movie. Right. They're growing up.
Yeah, they're growing up.
The secret of Harry Potter is that you... Like, the books were written for kids, and then they were written for a much... The audience aged, so they wrote the books for an older audience.
Right. They progress as the...
But I saw them as an adult, I think the first Harry Potter movies came out when... I think we were in high school.
You were 45.
High school? I was about 45, 46.
I was about the, like, target age group when that stuff came out.
Okay.
25.
Yeah. 37.
19.
Prisoner of Azkaban... goes, hey, happy-go-lucky the first two movies. Yeah, there's like some dark parts about it.
Troll.
But then, the troll part, garbage. The basilisk thing, kind of cool.
Those are in the fucking book.
Yeah, I know they're in the book, but I watched the movies. I didn't read the book.
Hatred.
I'm sorry, I didn't read the books.
Do you read a lot of books?
I read a lot of books, but they're always themed around a few things.
Anime.
Horror, and vampires.
And titties.
Erotica.
I do read a lot of erotica.
Have you ever read the erotic Bible fan fiction? Erotic Bible fan fiction.
Nope.
Then Adam and Eve were like, hey, snake, you come over?
Oh. Oh, nice. Where does the apple go?
Where does the apple go?
There's a reason they call it Adam's apple. Even though Eve ate it.
She forces it down her fucking throat and kills him. This gets me off. I want you to choke on this magic beanstalk.
Choke me, daddy.
Done the same worst. Thing.
What's the opposite of autoerotic asphyxiation?
Manual standard. Erotic.
Oh, damn it.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Standard
thank
erotic.
Mama stick erotic.
Harry Potter brought us into what? The what world. Were we watching?
Conspiracies.
The Glass. The
Glass. Fantastic Beasts 2 and trailer. Where to find
sorry, yes.
Which is
yeah.
good, and you should go watch
it. I watched the trailer. It looked fun.
There were some monsters in there. I was like, oh, that looks like a cool monster.
Yeah, yeah.
The main monster is Johnny Depp.
He's my favorite.
So I just had this moment because we're talking about this and we're not going to run over on time, clearly.
Okay.
So this will be a very long podcast probably because
there's always a
I was not under the impression that there is a lot of homosexuality in the Harry Potter universe.
Basement?
But there is, though.
So
pretty sure Dumbledore's gay. And
Dumbledore's gay,
as
right?
As a retcon, yeah.
Yeah, well,
Dumbledore's gay with Grimwald.
That's a retcon.
Yeah, okay.
Dumbledore is gay with Grimwald.
What?
The main dude in this movie, the main bad guy, Johnny Depp's character, is gay. I had Jess, so Jess and Misha, who Jess is one of my friends who's also gay.
They spot him out.
They're really big fans of the Harry Potter world, and I didn't understand any of this because I was not aware. But there's a lot of what?
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 Nothing.
Because I'm not a Harry Potter person.
You want to introduce Misha too?
I did. I said Misha.
No. Yeah, but you said Jess, my friend, and Misha. You didn't explain.
Misha she not is your, also friend?
Your friend.
Oh my god. Is
yes.
This
no. Okay.
Oh wow.
Whatever.
This,
Misha,
the
my
truth
friend.
Is coming out.
Holy fuck. Misha and Jess, my friends. They were explaining this to me before we were gaming on Sunday. And I was just blown away. I didn't know any of this. I didn't know this internet word called ships.
Now, oh, wait, God,
that's a,
no.
That's,
okay.
that's a human word. That's how you
yeah, but stop. Okay, so I understand relationships. They're explaining to me about the internet word called ships, which is short for relationships.
Oh, I thought you were talking about how we
so
get goods
from ships. So getting your information from ships.
Oh, okay, I'm not explaining it well, and you guys are
no, saying, I fully understand.
You understand what
ships
ship
are.
Means, right?
Yeah.
Nick, can you explain to me what a ship is?
Yeah. Will you explain the ship to me?
Could you please explain shipping to me?
That's when you order product from online and it comes
That's
over.
What I said, but clearly it's not.
I know
I
what.
Ship Nick and Dustin.
Are you supposed to like park ships or are you supposed to like dock ships?
What'd you say, Mike?
I didn't say anything. Don't worry about
it. I think it's how he's Misha explained it is two ships passing each other.
Okay.
And then they
ships
they're
meant are to be, generally ships fan fiction bullshit where someone takes two characters that may or may not have anything to do with each other and go, they should have a relationship together. So they write fan fiction about it and thus it's.
Oh, see,
or made or brought into this earth for better or ill.
Thank you.
There are ships of like fucking Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy and Draco Malfoy and a fucking apple for some reason. There's weird shit involving Harry Potter.
Oh my god.
Are they like friends? Or are they like doing it?
They're
it's
doing
sexual
it.
Usually.
What
right?
the fuck is
like,
wrong with people?
Eating an apple seductively is like a fucking weird thing.
Does Draco grow up or is this like kid Draco eating a seductive
this,
apple?
I think so,
it's
him
growing is this
up.
Fucking pedophilia fanfic?
Michael Jackson back at it again.
Back to the Jacko. Hold on. So I had brought this up, the ship thing. Is this usually just something
it's
about the gay
normally,
community? It's usually like two people
no,
who are...
No, it's
no.
a fan fiction.
It's a fan fiction.
Okay, but
it's
is it you, aren't usually fan fictions like...
Sometimes.
On,
usually
wait,
not
wait,
all. Same...
Let him finish the sentence. I want him to say, aren't fan fictions usually gay?
aren't a plethora of fan fictions usually pretty gay?
I mean,
like gay oriented?
They don't have to be. They can't be. A lot of
I guess all the fan fictions I have heard of have been gay related. Gay relationships.
You looking up?
Let me actually, if you think about it, like
I've
this.
Heard of. I don't look them up. I've heard of them.
You run Vampire Games, right?
Uh huh.
And you set them in officially licensed. Like, hey, here's our thing for what Amsterdam looked like in the 1800s, right? So you're like, and these are the characters in it, or whatever. And then you're like, and here's the story I'm writing with these characters.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you have written fan fiction for Vampire the Masquerade.
Damn it.
Yeah. Fan fiction is literally just, hey, I like these characters and I want to write a story about them.
Okay.
Sometimes it's, I want to see them fuck. Sometimes it's, I want to see these two characters to interact in a way I think they would. A lot of times it's, I really want to see these characters fuck.
So, but you're saying a gross. Lot of times. So, most of the time it is sexually related.
I mean,
fanfics are usually sexually oriented.
If you ask that community, they would say no.
Of course they would.
If you ask me, I would say yes, because guess what?
Go ahead. I did not mean to say, of course they would. That is not me trying to say, like, yeah, of course they would.
But of course they
but
would.
But of course they would. Course that they came would. Out wrong.
Of course but no, would. Again, it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have
it's
to
what
be.
You're exposed to, right?
It's, exactly. It's
you
all
want to see
I
the funny,
know.
Embarrassing stuff? It's Sonic fucking the princess of
it's Sonic
the
UK fucking
using
Knuckles.
Gold rings.
No. It's Sonic going to stop the wedding that just happened in England by beating up the prince because he wants to marry her instead. And I'm sorry, not Sonic. Garfield. Garfield doing
the
that.
The cat?
Yeah, the cat.
Because, I was going to say...
That's like, totally in character.
Because nobody questions Garfield's masculinity. And when he showed up, they didn't have any lasagna. And he was pissed.
And I mean, will you write somebody. This?
I don't have to. It's already up there.
Mike is actually also going to be writing a Choose Your Own Adventure novel, and we'll talk about that later. And now we have that on recording, so you're going to have to do it.
It also involves Garfield as well. So,
yeah, think, Garfield's going to be a part of it.
I think instead of it being... I might also write the Choose Your Own Adventure. I think instead it's going to be a story about a Choose Your Own Adventure, full of the, I went to the wrong page, I can't find my spot.
Yes.
I think
yes,
that's way better, yes. but... Jesus in it.
Would you say that at some point Garfield used the phrase Jesus?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, lasagna. Oh.
So decadent, so sinful.
Do you guys ever feel bad for Odie?
Yeah, because he's retarded.
He can't.
No
help it.
Shame in that. Wow. The one comment got remorse. This one was just
sorry,
full on.
Me.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, because he doesn't have dogs listening to the podcast. They can't type.
Oh, and also, I said the dog was retarded. Is there any groups out there that get pissed if you call a dog retarded?
Can dogs
like,
be retarded?
In modern day, you're not allowed to use that word.
Yes? Who says?
I don't think... Well, I mean, it's like the dog gives a shit. It's a dog. If I said, hey, dog, you're retarded, and it goes... and then I give it food, and it eats, and then it goes lay down and shits on the floor.
Who's the retard police saying I can't use this word?
There's like a mentally
the social justice
like,
war is you cannot use retard anymore.
And you just asked who is like... never mind, whatever.
This is a good podcast.
Anyway, so
sorry,
back
no
on
one's
topic.
Listening to these ones yet.
Because we are talking about some cringy shit.
Chip Michael Jackson
yeah,
touching kids.
You were talking about the gay community in Harry Potter.
Let's get into our freaky film reviews. Go ahead, ready?
On top.
Dust. Free film reviews.
They gonna spook you.
And this isn't just my review,
but
because
he's the only one at this table who watched it.
That's not true. Carl has watched it.
Half of it. Sorry.
So good.
So you were. Let's go ahead. Let's get into it. It's good.
All right. So
I got reason why I watched half.
Here's what we're gonna do. Right. I will type out a review of it, and we won't really dwell on it. Because since
Speaking
I guess I
which,
am the only one who really watched
you,
it.
You wrote one. What review did you write for the site already? Because there's already
I did,
one
yes.
Up.
The first like long post on our basementbeards.com website is my film review of Beyond the Black Rainbow, which is quite a weird trip. You can watch it on YouTube because that's the only place I was able to find it.
That's their quality.
It's good quality. 1080p, baby. And so... it's pretty good, but it's super weird. And if you're not into really long movies that feel like gets nowhere, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because I like movies that stress me the fuck out. And that movie's pretty stressful.
Did you enjoy The Void?
Oh, yes, I enjoyed The Void.
That movie stressed me out, too, a little bit.
So The Void is a movie that's on Netflix. It came out...
Did it stress you out because you were trying to watch it before Dustin came over here?
No, I had plenty of time to watch it. I gave myself enough time. What stressed me out is that the monster... Or, I guess
monsters.
It's kind of like the monsters and the real fucked looking.
Yeah.
The monsters are really good at basketball.
So, The Void is a very simple has a very simple concept. It is a horror movie. It is both psychological, and the main premise is there is a cult, and it's centered around a hospital, and the cult is ready for the world to end to summon in some horrible. Entities and whatnot. It's very much a like a demonic cult and very much a what are you doing? Now Nick is getting a seat for his ass as well as a seat for his nuts, it looks like, by the way. He got an extra footstool to sit in front of him And now he's just throwing it at the fucking microphones, I guess. Quality, you guys signed up for it, and we're here to give it to you. Nate, like go ahead.
Is the stool broken?
Go ahead and get yourself comfortable.
No. Continue on with your story. I was trying to be,
I'm not going
like,
to be comfortable until you're comfortable.
Well, until your nuts are comfortable.
Nuts are important to be comfortable.
We're not going to get comfortable until we take our shirts off. So, everybody?
Three, two, one.
Nope.
Guys, you can't believe it. All our shirts are off right now.
I got four.
The magic of radio. So, The Void has a very much H.P. Lovecraftian feel to it. It's not
very racist.
Sure. Lovecraftian feel isn't the person. It's just way he writes.
His works are also full of...
I'm sorry. I don't read a lot of his works because he's super pretentious, okay? And very long-winded.
What's the Innsmouth, right? Right. That's the city where all the fish people come out of. I believe that book there's a scene where they talk about how the aliens coming out of the ocean are more people than black people are.
Okay. What? That is a product of the times.
That is a product of the times. That is not a product of the times because you can find other authors who have written letters that are like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Okay.
Oh, you're going a little too far on this.
Look.
It's cosmic? The Void is cosmic?
Yes. Yeah. Well, did you finish it? Cosmic.
I'll give my little bit because I didn't watch all of it. Because here's the thing. There's some actors in there that aren't the greatest. And there's some things that happen in there that make no fucking sense why it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So the beginning part, he runs to the hospital.
Yep. Well, he runs away and is encountered by a police officer on the side of the road. Who then takes him to the nearest hospital.
And that's where majority of the movie takes place, is in this hospital. And various characters show up.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who got taken to the hospital, he was running from two dudes.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if they got to explain past the halfway point of this movie, but these two dudes are just dicks for no reason.
They do explain why they're there.
Fucking no reason for the end half of this whole movie. And it's just like the main guy's like, hey, help these people. And he's like, fuck you. I don't got to fucking do shit for you, bud. And it's like, why are you so mean to this guy for no reason? Mm-hmm. And then the main character and the bad guy keep going back and forth like, hey, you need to help me. And then the bad guy's like, no, fuck you. But all right, I'll help you.
Yeah.
I'm just like, so, I don't think these two people would be like this at all.
That would happen. Your review would happen if you didn't finish the movie. And that's exactly how you feel.
Well, after 40 minutes, it's like, how much more am I going to watch until any of this makes fucking sense?
That movie is only like an hour and a half long. It's good. They do explain why. The beginning scene of the movie is a lot of screaming in this old country house. And then the man that he's speaking of, the guy who runs away from his two pursuers, an older guy with a gun and a younger kid that's with him.
Can't speak.
That doesn't speak. He's got a wound on his neck. And they explain why. Mm-hmm. But they are chasing him because they believe he caused this massacre that happened in this house. And they are getting, you know, retribution. Anyway... It's centered around a cult. It has what made me love it is very much like my favorite horror movie, Hellraiser. It is very much extremely visceral, gory, practical animations where they actually use, you know, dummies and shit tons of blood, and the creature effects are really fun, and they are just full of. I don't know. I felt like they had good original scenes to them. The acting is not great.
The hallway scene when the first monster starts to get, spoiler, chopped up by the fire axes.
Yep.
That was good.
Yeah. One of the creatures has a really interesting ability with its tentacles inside of this mouth that pierce body parts. And there's a really cool up close scene of this creature who is probably like probably 8 feet tall, just muscle being carried by the flesh of the person it grew out of. Tentacles come out of its mouth, or whatever would be considered mouth, and pierces this guy through the eyes, through the mouth, through the ears. And it's so cool looking. Like, you know it's fake, but the scene is well done. And the puppetry and animatronics they use for these creatures is really good for an indie film.
It reminds me of John Carpenter's The Thing. When I was
very much so, very cosmic horror.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, all right, let's go for a Thing vibe.
Yeah. This is the creatures are very Thing, and as you go farther on, the movie gets a very Hellraiser-y feel because as they get into the depths of the hospital and you find out what this cult is all about. And these cultists are wearing a really, I thought kind of unique, but really basic, a completely white cloak or white dress, and then a white hood that isn't KKK style, but it's a white hood with a large black triangle on it. And triangle is kind of the symbol for this film. It's all centered around a triangle or a pyramid if you get farther into the movie. Anyway, the story gets really gory. I mean, it gets gory and then even more gory. And there is a birthing scene that is really wicked in it. The main bad guy is very reminiscent of why I like Hellraiser. The main bad guy becomes not the Pinhead, but in the first film of Hellraiser, the main antagonist is completely covered with no skin. All you see is the musculature and stuff of him, and it's very disgusting. And this looked very reminiscent to it. So the movie takes a big turn, and it's really fun. The acting is great. A lot of the scenes are poor choices of the actors, but I did like a decent amount. I thought the antagonist, the police officer, was pretty good.
How he was talking to that like the bad guy that showed up and was just causing like a ruckus. I hated that so much. It made so much conflict in watching like their survival. I was like, all right, they're surviving the monster. And then like this douchebag shows up and you gotta like, all right, so now I gotta worry about him being a problem. I worry about the cultist being a problem.
And he just got stabbed and then woke up from that. Like he almost died and then comes into these two assholes coming in and being like, no, we gotta kill this guy.
Comes into two assholes.
That's right.
I just need Dustin.
There's a great birthing.
Episode two comes into two assholes. This is an X-rated podcast.
Oh no.
It's got a great birthing.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it back. And I will give a thorough review on the Basement Beards website.
Yeah.
You can check it out on Netflix. Basement Trust me, if you like horror movies, you should check it out. What'd you say? Sorry?
Basementbeards.com/movies, I think, will take you to all of your reviews.
I appreciate the editors for the website because that is Mike and his brother, Carl, and they are good at what they do.
All those movie reviews on that site.
Muchacho.
My phone goes off. So, from that...
Come on, be a professional.
Sorry. From that, Mike, why don't you take us into the Coheed and Cambria concert?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, indeed.
Oh, Jesus. Let me get stuck behind a parking gate for 45 hours. No, so we went up to see Coheed and Cambria in Columbus, Ohio, which is a city in the state in which we record our podcast. And we went there to watch them. And we got up there and stood in line for a while, but got in pretty early, honestly.
Yep.
I was surprised. With us getting up there at like 4 o'clock or so, I thought we were going to be pretty far back, but we got in pretty early. Actually, I feel like there was a lot of early access people who were getting in early. Oh, that sounded yummy.
I hope that has special note.
And
Carl was very moved by hunger that he had to eat a special note from Nick.
Ate a special note.
We're going to see what this says. Go ahead and read that out loud, please.
The note says, my ass. I just ate Nick's ass.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Carl, go ahead.
Gross.
So, not... So Coheed was fun. It was an outside venue. We knew there was going to be rain. I purchased two very large hardcover books for $30 each, and then a paper poster because I'm an idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
How did your books do in the rain?
Great, dude, great. Trust me.
I almost spilled water on them twice. And cheese sauce.
And cheese sauce. I felt like deliberately with the cheese sauce.
I mean, I didn't deliberately want to make a mess. I just deliberately had to put the cheese sauce down. And just so happened that these $30 books are right there.
Now, did you get something with the cheese sauce, or were you just
two $30 books?
Yeah.
Mike's rage.
So, as we were waiting, we all noticed, hey, none of us have really eaten all day.
You're just like, I just need a cup of cheese sauce.
No, well, we decided...
Well, cheese sauce or $30 pizza. Yeah,
let's just do both. Yeah, we spent a decent amount of money just on food there. I did.
Why didn't you do...
It's fair. I guess you did.
Yeah, I got beers and shit. I broke my sobriety to drink at the Coheed concert.
29 years sober. Down drain.
Fuck. You should have seen me at the 1 year stage. I was a mess.
But it was a nice outside venue.
And this was yours and LC, Carl's first concert.
I mean,
first time concert review?
Sure.
No.
It rocked.
No,
it rocked.
Motherfuckers. It rocked. Last year, Gen Con.
That was not a concert.
That doesn't
that
count.
Was a fucking concert.
That was a noise. That was a ruckus.
A concert, pieces of shit. A concert is only a concert if you're going there primarily for the concert. Just because there was also
then
a concert
I went
there.
To a concert. These fuckers just tagged along to
it. But you've been to Warped Tour and stuff, haven't you?
Yes.
Tony Hawk?
Did you see Baby Metal?
No.
Did you see Baby
Metal? Did you?
I wanted to.
No. That's Rock on the Range.
I know that's Rock on the Range. Thank you.
Did you go to Rock on the Range?
No.
You want to?
I don't see the point in spending $200 for a fucking ticket just to get drunk and be douchebags with the rest
of you. Don't
of
have to get drunk, but there's some really fucking good bands there at Rock on the Range this year.
The speakers are really big at concerts, and I like that a lot.
Yeah, I felt really aged at this concert because
you
the speaker
because you realize that a bunch of hipster pieces of shit go
no.
there. And then...
Oh, well, hold on.
We didn't encounter...
Okay, now hipsters don't
there. I didn't. I honestly didn't feel like I encountered any hipsters there. They were there, but
they
I didn't
there.
Have
we
any
didn't,
issues.
We didn't run into them.
That concert was
where
so
were you
fun.
On in the like venue, were you?
Have you ever been to
the
a Smash
LC?
Live?
Has the stage, and then there's a pit area that's concrete. Then it has a railing out of the pit area where VIPs sit.
So far, so
and
good.
Then a little bit like that's concrete.
A little walkway.
And then there's two walkways that come up into like the bowl area.
The big, like lawn.
Yeah.
Right.
So
the lawn.
We
right.
were
you
right.
You guys were in the lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were right next to the sound stage.
Because
the sound thing right in the middle.
The one moment
where they
of,
do all the sound work.
The
stuff.
One moment of clarity I had.
Were you back or were you
right up against the railing to the cinema part where they
the
have their.
Level.
The upper level where they sell their stuff over there in the corner. And their bathrooms are over there on the,
okay.
right, on the left side.
I think I know where you guys are.
Yeah. The one moment of clarity I had is I went, hey, all this shit is paper, and if it rains, we're fucked. Let's go sit next to this tent. And then if it rains, we can put it under the tent.
Smart choice.
Which is what we did.
It worked out great.
Rained twice?
It rained twice and ruined me. But first time, it was good.
Did not ruin your books.
It did not ruin the books. So who were the three bands that played? We know Coheed played.
The opener,
the
story
last...
so far.
Oh, the story so far.
Which, yeah. This man, as he was singing, just put his hands behind his back and did some chanting.
I have never seen a guy on stage look like he is performing for American Idol to like go to Hollywood more.
Every time he ended a song, he just rattled his little trampoline. Or
his trampoline.
His
trampoline.
He would go,
yeah. So he had the tambourine in his hand.
Retarded spreads.
The whole time, but hit it behind his back until the end of the song. And just like how Carl described his singing, the dude just went, wah, 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 wah. And it was very pop.
Let It Go.
Yeah, Let It Go was one of the songs. And then he sang Led Zeppelin for a little bit. That was fun.
They did do a little
he's like,
that.
You guys like Led Zeppelin more than us?
Yeah, hey, thanks Led Zeppelin. Yeah, what?
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't good. I didn't enjoy it, but...
My favorite part about that whole thing, they had that big banner behind them, right? The Story So Far banner or whatever. Mm-hmm. When they were switching out for Taking Back Sunday, somebody just comes over and just rips the banner down.
They were probably held up with fucking twisty ties.
Right.
Or the shit you close up your cereal bag
so the reason
with.
I love this bag? So much, Taking Back Sunday also had a big banner behind them with whatever their like logo or whatever it was. When it was time for them to take their shit down, somebody came over and they just slowly lowered the whole thing down. They didn't have a guy just come up and go, "Eh, time to go."
Yep, that banner is probably hundreds of dollars because it is huge. So yeah, Story So Far wasn't great. Now Taking Back Sunday,
actually
better.
From the jokes, they were actually okay.
Do you think that
they were doing it enough? They were playing.
I tapped my foot and nodded my head to a few songs.
I think
songs.
The people in the pit were dancing way more to them than Taking Back Sunday or Coheed.
Yeah, I think
Which
they were tired
weird.
After that.
Yeah, I think they got real rowdy from the first
burned
one.
Out.
Yeah.
So yes, Taking Back Sunday was good.
They played their one song?
They played their one big song.
That is the only song of theirs I knew. That last song they played.
I knew about four of their songs because I own one of their albums.
What song they played?
That's what it takes to work with. Got to see my talk get done. I'm an addict for dramatics. I can sue them for love.
I said Taking Back Sunday, not the first band. Jesus.
Liar!
But that's not...
Anyway, yeah, I think Liar's one of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And Anyway, they played that song.
That was cool. And Cody came on stage.
A train was there. There was the train tracks were right next to...
Nice. Yeah. Good diagram.
How frequently did the train come by?
The train came by... It went by three times, but every time it was in between sets, songs, like the bands were playing. They showed up again near the very end of...
Taking Back Sunday.
Mm-hmm. They rolled up right before they started and just kind of parked there, essentially to just listen to the show. And when they were done, they flashed their lights, honked their horn, and everybody cheered.
It was cool. We all pointed. The dude was out there waving and stuff. It was cool.
People love trains.
People love trains.
I feel like trains are the same thing that whenever I see a helicopter take off, I have to stop and watch it. Like even while I'm driving, I just pull over. Helicopters.
Because it crashes or no? Because helicopters flew over us.
Yeah. I think helicopters are so cool that those things can fly.
You think
helicopters? How helicopters fly? Or you are think amazing
helicopters,
to me.
You think helicopters are man spitting in God's face? He's like, you invented birds. And they fly with wings. Fuck you.
Fuck you, yeah. I mean, I don't think of it in a biblical sense. How do they take a ball? Like how do they take a ball with a tail and a thing that spins like this and then it can go forward? The idea of changing and I don't understand it. And science. I just think it's amazing. Aviation. But there's something about that. That's pretty cool.
There's something about that. I think that's going to stick around.
I think it's going to stick around. And then...
It rained during Taking Back Sunday.
And I actually thought it was fun that it rained.
The second time, I was like, I'm over your shit, Mr. Rain. You can fuck right off.
Well, because the other thing is, you don't wear glasses.
I do not.
I wear glasses. Carl wears glasses.
It's a mess.
It rains. Water gets in my face, on my lenses.
We're going to wipe your glasses off on.
Oh, my shirt. Oh, my shirt's soaked.
Oh, you can't do nothing. Oh,
on your underwear.
Oh, no. My underwear is pre-soaked.
In a public place? Oh.
My underwear soaked before I came to the show.
I am so glad I did not go to this.
Dude, you should have been there. We shouted
underwear
a lot.
Pre-soaked.
You what a lot?
We shouted a lot.
Oh, I thought you said sharted a lot.
Pre-soaked. That was the
least. After we got home from those beers.
Dustin made fucking somebody clean up our trash.
I did not.
Yeah, he did.
I did not.
He put it on their table too and just like looked at them. He's like,
no. Yeah. I looked at these two cute girls.
Oh my God, you made women be your slaves and I'm the sexist one?
I never said I was sexist.
He asked a woman about three forms of identity.
Of identity?
Yes. He did immediately call a lady over and go, hey, age, sex, location.
I did not. I said hello.
You're like, lady, three forms of identity right now.
When you said hello, was it like hi or was it hello?
It was more like, I never talk like that. It was like this. He goes, okay, I'm pantomiming putting some stuff on their table. I'm looking at them. I'm not saying anything. And then I'm walking away and sitting down. And then, when the band
walking away, I turned around. The table was right behind us. This fucking guy's a goddamn liar.
And then, when the band stops playing and the rain goes away, you hear them come back to their table, and you hear them picking up all the trash that's on the table.
They never left their table.
And Dustin turns around and goes, oh, I would have gotten that. I would have, you don't have to take my, I would have done that. And then they go, don't worry, it's okay. She's a waitress.
And then they said,
oh shit.
Yeah. And then Mike was like, oh, you should tip her. And I was like, oh yeah, I got my wallet out. And then
he didn't pull his wallet out.
So this is exactly
what
happened.
That is the fucking worst thing.
This guy's a liar. And I'll explain to you exactly why. Well, he's an embellisher.
You admit that it was truthful.
So I kept knocking. So where we were standing, there was the cement barricade here. And I kept knocking down the beer bottles because I am a klutz. So
how many beers did you have?
I only had two, but all of our trash was there. Mm-hmm. So I put it up onto the table so that at the end, one, I'm not knocking it over. And then at the end, I was going to go throw it away when it was over.
Maybe.
That was my intention, is to move it there so I wasn't going to knock it over. They, when it started to rain, decided to pick up everything.
When it started to rain, they left their table and got under a tarp.
They didn't leave their table. The tarp was right next to the soundstage.
They got off their table.
They stood away from it. But Mike was just staring straight ahead. I was the one who was looking around like a creeper the whole time. Sorry.
You were looking at that lady's tits.
There was a lady that was in front of us. Her tits were huge and they were falling out. I'm sorry. I was going to look. I could not look away.
It's
sorry.
Your fault.
Yeah. And they looked too, but I am the one... who just stays. Sorry. I'm the problem, guys. I'm the piece of shit.
I looked and make sure she wasn't going to kill me. That's just how I look at everybody.
Everyone is
a villain.
I'm like, you don't try to kill me?
Please don't kill me.
Nick, ask me a question and I'll show you what Dustin did when he saw this woman for the first time.
How was Cody?
Oh, it was pretty good. Oh, fuck me, dude.
That happened a lot that
Holy
day, too.
Holy shit.
There's a lot of conversation where it's just like, hey, we're having a conversation. What's over here?
Also okay. Great. Sitting back at all the way in the back of the lawn, basically, looking down over the sea of people, and Dustin just goes, look at that dude's hair.
It wasn't that dude. I said, look at that girl's hair, because her hair was... Oh, okay, yeah, I did do that. There's 1,000+ people here. I'm like, well, that guy sure is funny. And Mike is like...
You're that guy at concerts. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Oblivious as fuck.
I'm not oblivious. Clearly, I notice things. They're the oblivious fuckers.
I think the best part...
He was definitely sitting
You're oblivious to the people that you're with.
What?
Your silence is telling.
Yeah, telling me that I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Dustin definitely at one point turned to me and goes, I'm definitely a judgmental asshole. Look at all these fuckers.
Oh my god, I did not. I mean, I may have said that, but I don't know what the context
that
was.
That one guy in the lawn, though, way into the story so far.
Dude, he had
the fucking
with the headbangs guy.
Yeah.
Well, there were two. There was the guy who I said, hey, that guy with the shirt. And he was some younger Asian guy. And he was just fucking like, yeah, long hair and getting really into it. And there was another guy that was.
Was he on the lawn or was he in the pit? Like,
he was on the lawn.
Flailing his arms around.
He was
like,
on the lawn.
Punching women and children.
Yeah, he was the only one standing. Pretty much.
Well, there are people standing during the story so far. But,
were there?
There were. Okay. I have a video of it where
that's
I was
fair.
Like, hey, I don't know what the fuck this guy
Honestly,
is saying.
That's fair. I feel like...
And then the guy walked in front of my camera, okay. And all I go is like... and then I saw the video. Sorry, Carl,
so
what were you saying?
You were taking video of Coheed and Cambria and being like, I don't understand what the fuck is going on, like... What are these
No,
lyrics?
No, no. So I did three videos. I did story so far. I don't know what the fuck this dude's saying. And then at the end, when the song was over, I was like, oh, I got that.
Oh,
and then,
because he said thanks.
I thought it was
He said
funny.
Thanks, and you're like, oh, you're welcome.
Okay. And the second part was Taking Back Sunday, and it was the end of their well-known song, and then a dude's big bald head came in front of the camera. And you guys can see this, but he literally did like... and then walked out, and I went...
So good.
And then I recorded when Coheed first came on, and they started their the
Dark Sentencer. The
Dark Sentencer song and the little prologue part, which is really cool. But I kept on saying his son Vax, and I'm like, oh no, it's Vaxus, because you finish when I say Vax, and it's like Vaxus, and you can hear it in the video.
His son vaccinated.
This venue had a VIP area separating the lawn and the pit.
Yeah. That was just at the sun blasting area.
Yeah, it was the sun blasting area God. And the trip zone.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've seen. Oh, I think 4 people just trip over that thing and
did
lose beers.
Did they have the ramps up the steps at one point?
They did go over the lawn. Yeah.
Did you like that ramp did not fill the whole step? It was ramp and
it was. It's halfway through
honestly,
it. Yeah.
I did because it meant that when it was time to leave and I had to run in the rain with my cardboard papers.
That's true.
I could just be like, get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
And
Mike had this
stairs.
Determined look on his face when he's like,
well, fuck yeah,
all my shit's gonna get ruined. Which I guess I understood that.
How much money was underneath your arm getting wet?
$75.
$75 worth of product.
That's crazy.
Which was it worth it?
The product?
You were reading. You were reading some of the things.
I realized that I don't like comics.
Okay.
Why do you not like comics?
I don't like this artist.
Oh, okay.
They have different artists.
The artwork's not
volumes.
That great from the couple
the
pages
first,
I saw.
The first like 5 volumes, I think, are the same artist and his style. I don't really like his style.
Okay.
And learning more about the story, it's what you expect, right? It's this. It's a high school kid's story for his band.
Oh God, yeah, because he started writing it right. Okay, that makes sense.
So you got like the first?
I got the. So they did 2 hardcover collections.
Oh, sorry. Just to let you guys know, what he's talking about is the story
the
mythos
Amori
of
Wars.
Yeah, the Amori Wars, which is written by Claudio Sanchez, the lead singer of Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah, basically every album is a collection of 11 or 12 comic book issues that once they're all out, they put together as a big hardback collection. And they essentially tell the story of the album. Like, if you listen to the lyrics and stuff, there's the grander story going on. In addition to all the stuff that's, like, personal to Claudio, this is the sci-fi lens through which you can
now,
see the whole thing.
Does that... Because I've listened to Coheed a little bit. Does that start with Favorite House Atlantic, or is this something that they got into
That
later?
Starts at the very beginning. The first CD they put out, the Second Stage Turbine Blade, that is the start of it, and then... Everything they've done except for The Color Before the Sun is all part of that stuff. So the first 4 albums are sequentially the story of Claudio, the son of Coheed and Cambria, the crowing in the story, and a bunch of sci-fi jargon as they kind of go through and make words that sound good in the song. Then the Year of the Black Rainbow, which is the fifth album, is a prequel. It explores the story of Coheed and Cambria, who are these like robots created to kind of put down mages, which is this race in the universe. And then the Afterman, Ascension and Descension, that duology is a even further back prequel, which explores the concept of the Keywork, which is the essentially their idea of like 87 planets all aligned by this energy. What the fuck is this energy? And it's the like exploration of that whole concept, which they've put out like comic books. They've put out novels. I think the Year of the Black Rainbow has a novel.
Yep.
They've talked about doing movie deals and TV deals, but that always falls apart. But
I think Claudio is looking into Netflix again.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel
it'll
like
never happen. But
maybe. Netflix picks up a lot of shit nowadays.
Yeah,
that's fair.
But shit does not mean that it's... I think it's equally good and bad.
There are some bad things on Netflix.
Honestly, though, I was glad to have bought them. They were $30. The book's MSRP for $40. They were a little cheaper on Amazon, and I could have got them in 2 days, and they wouldn't have gotten rained on. Which, to be fair, these did not get rained on. I took my $15 poster, wrapped them around the books, destroyed the poster. It's torn on three sides. It's got a hole in the middle. It's water damaged and warped. But the books got through completely unscathed.
And honestly, I think, though, that even though that poster got ruined, that's a memory you're going to have. And that poster...
of ruining $15.
So the way I look at
I don't know. I guess I would look at it.
If I could get that poster signed, framed, then yes.
Signed and framed,
yes. As it currently sits up against my wall, it is a testament to my inability to listen to reason when I go, I shouldn't buy any of this stuff because... I know it's going to rain. I've said for 3 weeks it's going to rain. I told Dustin we shouldn't spend $60 on these comics because we can get them on Amazon for cheaper.
That's exactly why I didn't buy it.
And then Dustin turned to me and says, yeah, but you can have them now.
I did.
And then we walked into the venue. Those two went to get a Coors Light. I went to get some food. Went, hey, there's only five people in the merch line.
Great
went
choice.
To the merch line, realized none of the t-shirts fit me, and said, give me a poster. Oh, and those books.
And those books.
And then walked away.
I think that's all of our problems. Like if it's in front of our faces and we have the money, I have no self-control.
Not when it comes to concerts for me. There are certain things, like if I go see Josh Ritter, I get his poster.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I go with JP, JP stalks him and then we get it signed.
Strokes him.
So like that's one thing. But when I go to concerts, I'm not necessarily thinking like I need a poster and I need to come.
Like a t-shirt and stuff.
Right? I'm thinking
because
I need a whole pie.
All the bands that I like don't believe in any size greater than extra large or 2X at the very latest.
That is every band. Single band I've never met. And that's, you know what? Economically, that makes sense. You get bigger shirts.
Sell your bigger shirts on your website.
Big people are not the majority. They're the minority. Like, so they're going to have less of those things.
I don't see a lot of people selling bigger shirts on their website. Like,
that's right.
Cody goes up to 3X. I've seen their shirts, but they have hats. But their hats are also not made for giant fucking heads.
We should have bought that blanket.
I think we should have bought the blanket.
Because we could have sat on the blanket.
Was it a rug?
Okay, so we did have this discussion on what is the difference between a rug and a blanket. There's no difference.
What? Yes, there is.
There is.
No, a rug goes difference. Underneath you. A blanket goes on you.
Yeah, but you... All right.
Okay,
yeah, but you could wear... You could put a rug over you.
Then it becomes a blanket.
They wrap bodies in rugs.
Rugs are generally woven tighter than blankets are, too.
Rugs are... There is a difference in the fabric typically in the weave.
Absolutely.
I believe it was a blanket designed to look like a rug.
Okay.
And that was the perfect venue for it because you could buy it for $60 and then put it on the grass and then not stain your pants.
Yeah, because the rug, if it was a rug, it wouldn't have been that easy to fold up and everything because rugs are usually thicker.
It was a blanket designed as a rug shaped like a napkin. That thing was small.
And
with little tassels on the edges.
Perfect to protect all of my shit. These two were in the merch line. I walk back and go, they don't have any shirts that fit us, but they've got all that other shit we were going to buy anyways. And you look at me and go, yeah, okay, who cares?
Yeah, I didn't care.
I saw a t-shirt for $30 and I saw a pizza for $30 and I made my choice.
Yeah.
I ate a third of it.
Yeah, we each had two pieces.
It was good pizza.
And then done. Your pizza was done, right?
Yeah.
It was done, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Mikey's late night slice, so it was over. It was $30 because of that. Had it been like... not Mikey's.
Papa John's
would have been $20 probably for
maybe
a large.
No, it probably would have been $30.
Is it always
concert venues? Fuck you so hard.
I said that too. I was like,
that's the other thing too.
Here's a $10 beer that you could literally go buy a six pack for.
$6 beers. Hey, $7
so
beers.
I thought put our shit in the car. The shit I bought.
I told you to do that too. I was like, go back and go.
I couldn't get back in. No, it's no entry. It's no re-entry. If I walked out, it would have been $55 come back in.
On the way out the door when we were leaving, I saw no re-entry. I was like, well, that sucks. Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, the best thing I could have done is ask if they would have let me hold it inside and then hang out there until you brought the car around. Which, considering that we couldn't leave the parking garage because three people don't know how to operate a fucking machine. Not us, by the way.
So, beyond that, coming back a little bit.
Coming back to the concert.
How did you enjoy Coheed and Cambria?
I thought Coheed and Cambria's stage performance was great. I thought their light show was amazing. It was maybe a little much on the lights, but I thought it worked. I thought the light up key work behind them was great. Mm-hmm. I thought their
Which is now the background on my phone.
Because it's a great image. I thought I thought Claudio's
in case anybody wants to see it.
Their performance and stage presence, the amount of energy.
Ooh, so pretty.
The amount of energy you got from the band on those first two, three songs, so different compared to everything else that we got that day, I feel like.
Yes.
Can tell the crowd was there for Coheed.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
100%.
I thought, you know what I really like is because Carl, you're super cynical, but, and I still never know if what you mean is true. Like if you're saying it and you're being real about it.
I don't either.
But you looked over at me and you're like, wow, dude, that was really good.
No, it was actually phenomenal.
That song was great.
This is
feeling the music as they're playing it gives it a completely different feel.
Yes,
like just having like headphones on or earbuds or just like listening is one thing, but when you fucking can feel the music because the speakers are like hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of equipment,
the decibels, man,
it's fantastic.
This is the thing I wanted to ask you.
Yes,
that the technically second song that they played, the one where everyone was shouting "Man Your Own Jackhammer, Man Your Battle Station."
Okay,
I knew that was coming up. He knew that was coming up. I don't know if you know that song well enough to know that was coming up.
After he was saying Battle Stations a couple times, I kind of got the rhythm of the song.
You figured something was going on?
Yeah.
How did that feel, standing in that crowd and having every person in that audience shout, "Man Your Own Jackhammer"?
Because the music goes down, everyone screams, "Man Your Own Jackhammer!"
The band stops playing, and it's just the crowd shouting.
Yep.
I think people's passion towards the music is great to feel when you like it also. So being like, I like this. Oh, shit. Y'all like it too? All right. Yeah. I know I'm right. That's kind of good.
Okay. Because I was looking over when that was happening because I was so wrapped up in that moment. But then I looked over and I was like, man, Carl's going to think we're all fucking cult. Like, we're in a cult.
No, it was actually really cool. When they played some of the songs I was more familiar with, I was fucking screaming my lungs out too, shouting at them. It was great.
When they played... God, what was the first song again?
The first song?
From their newer album?
The Dark Sentencer.
That, they released that, what, about 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Not even? Say roughly. Almost.
It was right after Mother's Day.
Yeah. And that song is fucking great.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And to have that to be their opening song, and having so many people know the lyrics. You could see people around you singing it, and it's a fairly new song. I'm getting chills talking about it. So Coheed and Cambria is my favorite band. It used to be Atreyu, but that's changed because Coheed and Cambria
betrayed you.
Yeah, they betrayed me because meeting them in real life, they weren't the nicest people.
Aww,
so that kind of bummed me out. But I still love them. They're definitely my second favorite band. Anyway, Coheed has such a mythos behind their music, such an energy behind it. The songs mean something because their songs are so deep. There's so much story. They don't reuse words except for run, 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 like a son of a gun.
Some songs are definitely written to be radio singles, it feels like, and that one is one of them.
Yeah.
But The Dark Sentencer is not, and that was their opener, and it was fucking...
It was amazing. Everybody knows this if you go to a concert, you see the person that you love performing the music. And being able to sing along with you because you feel like you have that connection with the people. I had the biggest smile on my face the whole time during their performance because it was like everybody is together. There is this is akin to going to church for me. When people go to church and they sing and it's a religious experience. Going to concerts, seeing live music is a religious experience. That's why singing is a part of religion. Like when people all sing and chant together because you put yourself together. You become one sentient thing. I was just so into it.
Chain Gang.
We're Chain Gang. I don't know, it was just a beautiful experience, and that's not the first time I've seen them, but it was really nice to see it with Mike because he's a big fan of theirs, and it was a better experience because you two had not been to a big concert before. I felt like we were popping the cherry. It was your first experience. I was really worried about, kind of worried about it, about Carl to see if he would like it because I knew Mike would like it.
Mm-hmm.
But Carl, you've never been there. You're not a huge fan of Coheed.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Well, I like Coheed from like afar, just probably as much as like people who listen to music do, but I'm nowhere near in depth as like you guys are. However, once the lights went down and those lights came on the show and they started rocking out doing the thing.
There's a certain vibe that takes over once you get like the theatrics involved and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, as much as it sucked for the merch, the rain came back during Coheed.
Yeah.
And it fucking...
It felt good. If a concert is good, it doesn't matter if it's raining or not.
It enhanced it.
Honestly. It enhanced everything about it.
The lasers kept going like through the fucking crowd.
Yeah, it looked so cool, man. It was fucking great.
And then they stopped playing, and I realized the rain wasn't going to stop.
Yep.
And that's when the reality came back.
So that was a big bummer for me. They played 12 songs. Mm-hmm. And it went by so fast because they did not take a break. They said, hey, thank you. Boom, in the next song.
Hey, thanks. We're Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah. Boom. Or three or four songs in a row. Hey, blah, blah, person on the guitar. Boom, done. It was over so fast that...
Did they do any encore or anything like that?
So not a single thing.
They're not doing any encores this tour because they're technically co-headlining with Taking Back Sunday. So neither of them are getting any encores.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a bummer. But at the same time, I felt like we already knew that. So we were like...
also played... yesterday, and I can't remember what the band was, but they did like 24 songs and like encores, and it was
awesome.
It was ridiculous who it was, but I can't. One of those indie.
I think that's typically bands. How Coheed does it. Is they typically like they will play a shit ton of encores.
They did when I saw them 3 years ago. They did two encores.
Yeah,
like, which is really cool. They played Gravity Union. I was like, oh.
I've went and seen Foo Fighters, and they did. I think they only did. One encore, maybe.
Yeah, but they played their whole discography.
They had so many songs, and it was about 2 hours of them singing. So it was just like, okay, this is justified that they don't want to fucking do another encore.
Yeah.
You definitely got your money's worth when you saw them.
So Beyond the Rain,
Trying to Leave
was great.
That Trying to Leave is not specific to Coheed and Cambria.
We are fucking lucky because Mike has the eyes of a goddamn hawk. Because we got into the parking garage. Carl and I didn't see any parking spots.
Nope.
Mike was like, right there. And we look out and enters the parking garage, parking spot immediately there at the front.
Immediately to the left.
And I was like, holy shit, thank God. And so, you know, we got in there, we parked, and that was great. We waited in the line, took a while, but we were so up front that it didn't really feel
right. We
too
got
bad.
There. We got there four doors opened at 5:30. Mm-hmm. We were in the shade the entire time.
Yep. I didn't feel like I was going to swelter or be murdered by bugs. They're a little
maybe annoying. A homeless person.
Definitely a homeless person.
Maybe a guy looking to hawk tickets. But
yeah. And
did it sell out or was it?
I don't think it sold out. But there were two people that were trying to buy tickets.
Yeah. Usually you'll have those like, hey, I want to buy a ticket so I can up the price of whatever I'm going to get. But
it was great.
It was a great concert. It was fucking great. And yeah, it was best part of the year
so
far.
Sunday you're going to go see him again, right? Cleveland?
yeah. I'm not.
Dang.
Don't do that.
Buy me a poster.
Mike, I'll order you a poster. What if they have it on their website? I'm not going to order you a poster.
I know.
Do you think that your opinion of it would have changed if it was inside rather than outside?
Nope.
You think?
I've seen them inside twice. I saw them at House of Blues in Cleveland, and then I saw them at the Express Live in Columbus twice. Inside,
I probably would have been more cramped.
I mean, okay, yeah, okay.
It would be
definitely more cramped. So that would have been shitty. There was nowhere to sit. So I guess this was a better physical experience. But inside that show. It didn't feel like it went by so fast. And actually their openers were a band that I really enjoyed and actually fell in love with after. It was a few times I go to a concert and buy the openers album, and I did, and they're really good. Can I tell you the name of the band right now? I can't.
No.
I have to look it up on Spotify. They're really great. I don't listen to them anymore. Whoops. But no, I actually...
Is it Atreyu?
Yeah, it was Atreyu. Fuck you guys. No, I like them. But yeah, so it was great. And I think it didn't. You know, this is a better experience. But I heard, my ears felt blown out during their show. I was getting like a kind of a noise to it.
Well, that's because you were probably by the sound system. And
But there's no sound supposed to be coming from the sound part where they're doing that. It was just, I felt old.
We were kind of up near the back wall. Like, we were getting sounds bouncing back at us from that.
Yeah. But. There's a lot of times where I had to kind of close my ears and my fingers.
Dude, the thing that pissed, I think if anything made me mad about that day, aside from the fact that I was an idiot, it was at one point during Coheed, I saw a little kid who looked no older than 5 or 6, on presumably his parents' shoulders. He's on somebody's shoulders.
Or a nice uncle.
Or a nice uncle, or nephew, or Michael
Jackson. Or a stranger. Uncle Jacko.
And he was just sitting up there looking at the band with his, with his ears, or his ears plugged with his fingers, because the music was so loud. And I'm like, oh, those motherfuckers didn't get that kid any earplugs or any ear protection at all.
That's some bullshit.
That's bullshit. That made me mad.
You will see children being drugged to things their parents want to do. Which is,
hey, that's fine.
That's fine.
At least don't fuck up your kid's hearing.
Exactly.
Fuck up your own. Don't fuck up your kid's.
There was a woman who was pregnant, and the whole crowd clapped for her.
Yep.
That was kind of cool. Sunday.
We were trying to induce birth.
Taking Back Sunday was like, look at this pregnant lady. And everyone was like, yeah, pregnant lady.
And then at some point, the lead singer goes, fuck you. Your accent's shitty, too.
Yeah. He said, fuck you, motherfucker. We're a Christian band. I was like, hell yeah.
You keep saying that. I found no evidence of that anywhere on the internet.
Okay, so I thought that wasn't the case, and I looked it up until I was like, are they a Christian band? Because none of their songs are very, there's not a lot of cursing in them, there's not a lot of stuff, and I'd looked it up before, way in the past, wondering if they were a Christian band. And it doesn't say anything, but, he mentioned God, it was just weird. It was at that moment where I was like...
It's spiritual, man.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I always thought Taking Back Sunday was like a Christian band.
I read a story, though. Apparently some kid because I saw this on Yahoo Answers, he's like, my priester told me that my Taking Back Sunday shirt, it means that they're trying to take Sunday back from God to give it to Satan. Is that
sweet.
True?
Sweet. Do it.
I was like, please.
Fuck yes. By the way, I don't think I'm going to get my Baphomet t-shirts anytime soon, which is making me really
sad. You're
not
going to get anything from the internet anymore.
I'm never, never going to get my Numenera shit, never going to get my Devil Worshipper stuff. I'm not a Devil Worshipper.
Hey, if you're Monty Cook Games, you're not listening to this.
If you are Monty Cook Games, I understand you're a small company, but I sent you 5 emails.
And $300.
And we'll see you next
week.
And
I gave you $280 for a product that all my friends that have Kickstarted have received, and I have not received it. So if you got a problem...
Don't make me break your legs.
Yeah. Come at me. Bros, cool. Except for
I know a couple of people who know kung fu. And work for
you. I know a couple. No, I just want my stuff. I want to be nerdy with all the rest of my friends, but I can't. So, with that, I think we're gonna call it for this evening. It went a lot longer. We didn't get to do a few other segments. But we will in the next episode, where we will talk about conspiracy theories,
just
more
like
film reviews.
Cryptid.
Huh?
Just like the elusive cryptids, Carl's conspiracy corner has evaded our sight.
Yes.
And our grass.
Or did it?
Or did it? Bum, bum, bum.
The conspiracy will be revealed.
But yeah, if you guys have any comments or anything, please hit us up on our website, basementbeards.com. There's comment areas that you can leave.
Email
stuff.
Us.
We've got an email, which
emails
is basementbeards.
basementbeards.com.
Yep.
Corrections, send corrections to corrections@basementbeards.com. Yeah. If you just want to talk to Dustin directly, you just email him at dustin@basementbeards.com.
That's me.
I mean, any of us, we're not going to read it, but we will receive it, so.
I will read it.
No, you won't. You don't even know how to log into your own Kickstarter reward account.
Fuck
you,
dude. I'm never going to get my stuff. Anyway, you guys, you have a wonderful evening, morning, day,
whatever time it is,
night.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of more podcasts.
Oh, that's deep.
Justice for all.
Watch
have
some
a good
more
one.
Movies.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Penis.
Sayonara, because I must.